All right, this is the Fat Kike Show. This is Fat Kike. This is my show. It is 10.08 p.m. Central Standard Time on May 11, 2018, and you are tuned in to Radio Fat Kike. I don't know what happened to Codney's show. You hear some noise? What does that mean? You guys hear it? A Papa Cat can hear me. Anyway, yeah, I gotta learn how to turn up the volume, too. I think I did that a little bit. I shouldn't be doing a show tonight because I just got news that an old girlfriend of mine died, and I'm completely devastated. And I lost contact, and it's been a while. Anyways, there's a whole long story behind it, but I need to take some time off, man. I am not feeling good. That's really hit me like a load of bricks. She was real young, too. Your first date. What does that mean? She was real young, too. She was like 35. And oh, God. I don't want to get into the details. All I want to say is I definitely need to take some time off and mourn and get over this, because she was a really cool chick. Anyways, okay, getting back to this movement shit, which really, I don't know if it matters, but I don't know what happened to Codney Farton. He's not responding to my tweets. He said he's doing a show tonight. Obviously, he has like a puny audience. I think like, I don't know, 5 or 10 people show up. So he has no problem blowing it off. He said the show yesterday was supposed to be at 8 p.m. Central. I mean, not Central, Pacific. So that would be 10 p.m. Central. And there's nothing there. There's literally nothing at my YouTube thing. I wonder if you can just look up live streams. Maybe he's on another channel, but he didn't even link to it on his website or anything. I mean, I don't know. Is he really that interesting to listen to? I don't think so. I'm going through the list of live shows here. And, who's this Ron Gibson? Hey, I don't see him here. All these things have thousands. You're not going to find his show in this list. They hit the people who are watching. There's thousands of watchers. There's thousands of streamers. So, jeez. That guy's a dork. I don't even want to listen to anybody who does that. I have almost no respect for. Because that's what gay mams are always used to do. Schedule a show and not have it. Get you all excited. I don't know how long I'm going to do a show. I'll let No Planes know I'm doing a show if he wants to come on and, if he wants to come on and talk about, the fake war or what he knows, if he found out any information, then I'll, you know, he can come on. But, I mean, what is he going to say? It's a fake war, you know? So, okay. If he's around. He might not be around. I don't think he's been around for a couple days. Okay. So, bowel movement news. Okay. Nothing happened this week other than alt-right being taken down, alt-right.com. Man, bowel movement, you're totally into the bowel movement and the alt-kike. No, there's nothing wrong with it. It's just nobody else is. Ron Gibson oh, okay, he re-uploads Alex Jones, okay. Let's see. Okay, well, let me go through your links. You guys can hear me, right? Okay. Freestarter was kicked off of Stripe. I have no clue what Stripe is. I don't have no clue who Freestarter is. Freestarter.com has been kicked off Stripe. Despite personal assurances from one of the founders of Stripe and its top investors, Freestarter was kicked off Stripe today. What the fuck is Free Starter? I'm working on negotiating with them. Yeah, fuck that shit. Just have a small audience. This big audience, once you get too big, I don't even know what any of that stuff is. Actually, I should have saved that tweet. It looks important. It looks like I should know that. But it's like I have no idea what it is. Is this Gab? No, it's Twitter. He's announcing that on Twitter. And I guess he's got a Gab account. Whatever. Okay. McDonald's might be opening in North Korea. Okay, this is like a big funny thing. Because North Koreans are starving. They have no money. Yeah, and that faggoty child molesting clown. What a creepy ass red-haired clown. You know that's like the most satanic shit on the planet, the Ronald McDonald clown. What's with liberals and clowns? Like, liberals are clowns. That's why they like clowns. Anyway. Okay. Well, that's interesting. What's this? McDonald's in Kim's land. Pyong seeks U.S. investment. Well, yeah. I mean, No Planes was saying that the biggest disaster for Zog would be for North and South Korea to get together. So it might be true. All right, so that's it in the bowel movement. That's the show. that's everything. Richard Spencer got taken down from GoDaddy. His altright.com. I can't tell you the last time I was there. You know you're not paying attention to the bowel movement when websites can go down and you have no clue. Like, I gave up on Andre the Nigger's website, Daily Spermer. I didn't even know when it was going down. I didn't even know where it was. Finally somebody said, oh yeah, here it is. And it's been on .name forever. Should I tell Martin about my show? I don't know. He might talk about Granby, though. I don't want to talk about Granby. Not that Granby isn't interesting. It's just... I just know too much. Dion laughed that Spencey didn't have a backup. Dion bragged about this website backups for Radio Queer Wolf. Well, yeah, Dion's a weirdo, man. I don't know what that guy's deal is. He strikes me as being, like, secretly anti-Antifa, something like that. Yeah, he brags about his website backups. Good for him. You're supposed to have backups, but that's actually a good point. Like, it shows you the kind of incompetence that Dickie Spencer... I mean, I don't want to pile on this guy. Because he's just getting it from every end. Everybody's kicking this guy. And maybe he deserves it. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But, well, he kind of deserves it. He's false opposition, in my opinion. But it gets to be kind of tiring after a while. I mean, you're kicking a dead horse, it seems like. The guy's... He's finished. He's going nowhere. It doesn't matter who you are. The whole alt kind. Look at this quote-unquote smartest guy in the movement, Grits Grinder Greggy. Dude, there's nothing that guy can ever do to make himself relevant or to grow or whatever until he turns to full Nazism. And he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it because he's not one. So he's kind of honest there, I guess. But... I don't understand these racist liberals. Liberals only for, racism or liberalism only for whites. Should I tell Martin? Either you guys give me a thumbs up or down. Should I tell Martin that my show is on? If I have more thumbs up than down, then I will tell him about
it. Hi, this is Gia Dawn from the Heathen Coalition in Milwaukee.
God damn, that's a chink. What is that shit? This is Deanne's co-host Mark, looks like. That heathen chick. Yeah, she's a chink. She doesn't even look like an Anglo-Mestizo chink. She's just a chink. Oh, okay. So that guy looks white. Or white enough, I guess. Let's see what these... Oh, it's 36 minutes. Well, I'm not playing this 36 minutes crap. Who wants to hear from Martin? Call Martin. Okay. I gotta call Martin. Alright. Because I don't think No Planes is around. Or maybe No Planes... I'll give No Planes... If he's listening in, I'll give him 5 minutes to call in if he wants to call in. No, I sent a message to No Planes. So if he's around... Now he might not be around. He goes out on Thursdays and Friday nights sometimes. You know, you can't stay in all the time. So I didn't get a message back, so he might not be around. But, it's up to guest two. If guest two is No Planes, I don't know, man. This video is scaring me. This is not an Anglo chink or a mestizo chink. Let's see.
Beautiful April day, and I'm here to interview Mark from Werewolf Radio.
Radio Werewolf, Wolf Pack.
Radio Werewolf and the Wolf Pack.
Is this guy from Chicago? Is this the guy from Chicago?
Now, how did this name come about? Why did you pick?
Well, the Wolf Pack, I picked it because it was a name I liked, and I knew I was going to eventually have some more people on the show. Because at first it was just me doing the basically my producer Dion that does Radio Werewolf. That's the name of our network. He was just on there interviewing me, and hadn't had any people in the first couple episodes. I didn't really have anybody on. It was just me talking and giving my thoughts on the current state of the way things are going.
I have no idea. Dude, get to the point. I hate when these people just... get to the point. What are you going to say? Okay, here's another link for some fucking thing. Oh, this is a whole... Dude, this is a whole freaking show. You're not going to play a whole show. I hate that... I hate that beginning. Are these tarred? Okay, I'm calling Martin. Fuck it. I don't think anybody else is going to call it. All right. Let's see. Hopefully you guys can hear him. Can you guys, let me know if you guys can hear him. Maybe he's not there. Can you guys hear the phone ringing? Okay, he's not there. Did you guys hear the phone ringing? I have to do something. I keep forgetting what that is. Yeah, I hear the phone. Okay, good. So it's set up for calling in. Okay, well, whenever he wants to call in, he can call in. I don't know. This radio queer wolf, and this guy's huge, man. He needs to lose some weight.
Here in America and around the world, and in Europe in general. After I took a little hiatus because of my surgeries, I came back and then I got all the rest of the fellas on, and then all these other Wisconsin people. So we just kind of call them the Wisconsin Wolves, and then, you know, obviously me being the Uber Wolf, right? So there you go. And then Dion wanted to be the alpha, and I was like, nah, I'm the alpha.
All heathens matter. What's with this chick? What's with these chicks thinking they're so hot all the time? And they're not. I guess these women, like, what is the. Is pussy so valuable today that these chicks think their shit doesn't stink anymore? Okay, Dickie Spencer is still doing something. I wonder, I'm going to just get out of this Dickie stuff. Okay, good for McDonald's. And I hope they do put in McDonald's there. Maybe I should look at that thing a little more. I want to see whether... Where's Cotney? He's not doing a show. I'm kind of pissed. I mean, I don't even understand it. This guy's got this high IQ, which, of course, I don't believe in. I bet you he doesn't. But he doesn't even do a show when he said he was going to do a show. The real problem is white people. Okay. What is this? Altkike. Okay, I'm going to give up on Codney farting. And I did tweet him, and he's not responding at all to me. Or let me see if he responded. Go to my thing. Where the fuck are my messages? I don't want to see my account. Oh, here we go. Send a message, get a message, notifications. Okay. Okay, Movement Critic. 3 hours ago. Liked a reply you were mentioned in 3 hours ago. Movement Critic. It was 3 hours ago. I hate Twitter. Man, does this suck. You know, Gab is way easier than this shit. And everybody loves Twitter. Oh, Twitter's so great. No wonder these rich people hire people to be on Twitter. Who the fuck can use this? Oh, here we go. What's happening? Okay, I can't figure this shit out. He doesn't have any show tonight. He's a tard. Okay. I don't hear no phone ringing. Okay, well, one guy heard the phone ringing, the other guy didn't, so I don't know. Let me see where the settings... Let me go to the settings and just make sure. I forgot what the settings had to be for you guys to hear the phone. Selected speakers. I think... Oh, okay, maybe you guys just can't hear the ringing. But you should be able to hear microphone. Well, if Martin calls in, I'll have to mess with this to see, make sure you can. You can just tell me. I forgot how to do it. I gotta write it down, man. So, anyways, there's nothing going on. Rockwell, okay. Real trophy wife, Gab. And what's the big deal with her? Dude, you can't have women in the movement. They don't know anything. Patrick Little for Senate? Are you serious? Okay, I gotta log in the Gab. I gotta follow this chick. I don't know why she's so important. I haven't been on Gab forever. I was on it for like a week or two. No, I don't want that. Where's Real Trophy Wife? Hold on. Okay, I gotta go back to this. Let's see. Real Trophy Wife. Come on. I just want a link to her, and then we'll figure out what the hell. Okay, there we go. I'm following this chick. And why am I following? This is calling me E-Celeb. Is that her? Wait a second. Is she naked? Okay, good. I don't want some naked chick. Some naked Gab tweets. Oh man, she looks like a dude. What's with that fucking face? I bet you that's a dude who's making fun of the white nationalist movement. Oh, God, trophy wife my ass. Get a face, lady. Alright. That's enough of Gab. Man, that's weird. I can't Martin was just there. Maybe he's working on Roxy. What is this? Okay, this is... Yeah, dude, Bowel Movement News, I can't open that up. I can't open up that JPEG. It wants me to download something, and I'm not going to do that. The Rockwell book she's holding looks Photoshopped. Yeah, it does. She supports Patrick Little. Did you hear about Patrick? Yeah, Patrick. I heard about this guy. Nobody's paying. He's not being promoted for some reason by anybody on the alt-right. Or I shouldn't say anybody. David Duck is. But he's being ignored by, by Anglin and Enoch. For some reason, they're not mentioning him. Maybe because it's a little too obvious he's false opposition. Yeah, dude, all these pictures you're posting, Bowel Movement News, when you click on it, it wants you to open it up with some program or something. Yeah, I'm not going to do that. If it doesn't go right to the thing. You do know how to put Gab posts in a Here, let me show you how to post a gap post. Hold on. Okay. This is how you do a gap. This is Bowel Movement News. Let me show you some. This is how you do a gap post in the chat here. That's a gap post right there. You keep doing the pictures that never work. It looks photoshopped. Does it look photoshopped? I don't know. I'll tell you what, that's not a chick's face, though. I don't know if the book's photoshopped, but I'm not convinced that's a chick. Dude looks like a lady. Dude looks like a lady. A lucky girl. Slut, only niggers still want white men. Somebody's named themselves Christopher Cantgood, and his message is slut, only niggers still want white women. There's kind of true, dude. Oh my god. What a disaster. Everything's a disaster. My life, the Bowel Movement. It's just cosmic shambles. Everything is in cosmic shambles. I can't handle this. Man, am I mad at that Codney Twitter. See 5 new tweets by Cassandra Fairbanks. Okay, fuck this shit. I'm not going to read that. All right. Yeah, Patrick Little. So Patrick Little was, he's being totally ignored by the alt, by Enoch and Anglin. I don't know why, because he's just a typical, that Rob Ransdell, that guy who supposedly died. Yeah, I don't know why you keep, I told you, whenever you put those JPEGs in the chat, you're never getting a picture. It makes you want to open up. Let's see if I open up. Let's see what happens. She said I'm okay, so it opens up to the picture thing. I get it. Okay, well, that's not the worst thing, I guess. She said on Radio Queer Wolf that she grew up in Baltimore and that all her sisters hook up with black guys and that they resent her for marrying a white guy and having white kids. She's got kids? That whore's got kids? I bet you she doesn't. She looks like a little Zogbot. Where the fuck, what kind of mother dresses like that? She's like a whore. I bet you she doesn't have any kids. Okay, let's see some more posts here. Dave sees mangina. Okay, that's what I did. See, that's how you do the post. But, you can do the pictures, you just got to open it up, which is kind of annoying. Let me see. Normal Pat and Power Pat grab banner. Save them from your PC. Yeah. This guy's got no chance of winning whatsoever. He's there just to get... I think he's not being promoted because it's too obvious that he's just there to make sure Feinstein gets elected. He's got no chance. They're saying that he's getting 18% of the vote. That could all be rigged. Who the hell knows? I would be very surprised. Let's see, this Papa Cat. Papa Cat's got a gab? Patrick Little? My pledge. Senator Patrick introduced Senate resolution condemning Israel for terrorist attacks on the USS Liberty and U.S. bases during the Levant Affair. Yeah, good luck with that. Good luck with that. That's no wonder you're called Patrick Little. I'd call it the Stop the Kikes bill. If you win, I may actually move back to California. Yeah, he's not going to win. Why not 9/11? Exactly. Fucking blame him from 9/11. Blame him for everything. Fuck, who cares? You, sir, would have my vote if I still lived in San Diego. Of course he left, because California is such a shithole. He knows the Jews did 9/11. This is a nice start. Yeah, no, we don't need nice starts. We need a nice finish. We need a nice beginning, a nice middle, and a nice end. We don't need this is a start. No, it's not a start. Anyways. Fat Kike, Johnny Monoxide attacked Duke. Really? That little twerp? Is that Johnny Monoxide? Is he the one who's gay? Or is he the one from TRS saying who's telling on all the gay people there? He attacked Duke on this week in White Genocide for supporting Patrick. Why? Because he felt it dues. Yeah, fuck it, dude. Anybody can support. I've heard that shit before. Oh, don't Duke. Keep Duke out of it. He's gonna sink it. Nah, bullshit. They're all part of it. They're all part of the same shit. I don't buy into that. Duke sinks somebody and he tarnishes it. It's probably true, but who cares? I mean, come on. Fuck voting. I mean, if tarts are so stupid, then... And then we're voting for people we know nothing about. So... He sinks a campaign. Okay, so yeah, the TRS Burma faction completely ignores any campaign. Oh, any campaign. Well, that's good. Maybe that's good. And maybe they got some smart, because, they know that the people they're dealing with aren't complete tards anymore. It used to be that they could just run circles. Like, if you have organizations full of, like, gay mamsers, you can do whatever the fuck you want, because gay mamser is kind of not the brightest guy. You can, he can figure things out, but he has no effect, Anyways, I don't want to badmouth gay mamser too much. He might get suicidal or something. Oh, by the way, trophy wife in the podcast believes in... flat earth. No more flat earth, please. And Eric Duguay and the Dion was awkwardly confronted since he started Queer Wolf after leaving Rent-A-Gay because of Sinead's flat earth. Man, dude, you know a lot of information. So she believes in flat earth, and so Eric Duguay couldn't say... You flat earth bitch. I think a requirement should be that everybody before they do a podcast should be vetted. And if you believe in flat earth, you're instantly banned. By the way, I'm not a free speech advocate whatsoever. I don't believe in free speech. But I would ban the hell out of anybody who believes in flat earth. If you're that stupid that you think the earth is flat, I don't know. You shouldn't be in the movement. You shouldn't be around influencing anything. I can't tell you how many times I've told people who believe in flat earth, look, I've been in an airplane. When you're up 30,000 or 50,000 feet, whatever it is, you can see the curvature of the earth, man. They can't do anything with that. They're not playing with your fucking window. Holy shit, are there a bunch of retards out there. Yeah, I mean, everything's going back to normal. You know who used to believe in flat earth? The peasants. The peasants, because the world is too big for them. A big thinker, the world is a small thing. It's a small globe. But to a peasant, it's like everything. It's just gigantic, ginormous. And they're all about... If they didn't experience something, firsthand, they don't believe it. Even though they've been in there, they can't think for themselves, or maybe they're real small thinkers. Fucking, you can see the planets are in the solar system are all round, and the stars are round, most of them. I mean, the ones we know about, maybe. Anyway. Cotney has a video where Tara McCarthy says she's a fourth-generation Holocaust survivor. Oh, really? Yeah, she got attacked. Yeah, you know why she disappeared? I think she disappeared when she got exposed as being some kind of, like, whore. She was with some millionaire or something, and they did an expose. Yeah, and so Bowel Movement News is saying that she completely disappeared. And she got it. Oh, no, remember, who is she defending? Somebody was getting attacked. One of the other tots was getting attacked, and she stepped in and said, if you guys don't stick up for me and her and blah, 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 I'm leaving the movement. So I guess she did. good riddance. What's really funny is nobody's noticed that she left. Only Bowel Movement News knows, because he knows everything. I mean, he literally knows every nook and cranny in the movement, probably. So he knows she's gone for good. That's hilarious. Oh, that's the one where they interview Jason Kessler. Okay. What is this?
Guys, look. I have half Ghanaian cousins. I have Indian extended family. I'm actually a fourth-generation Holocaust survivor, believe it or not.
Ah, that's a good one. Yeah, they're all Jews. Oh, alt kike. They're not going to let any white guys in there. Fuck that. Well, I don't know what happened to Martin. Let's see where he is. No, yeah, I tried to call him. He said okay. And then I tried to call him about 5 minutes later. Alright, he's probably tending to Roxy. So, that's hilarious. I want to play that again. I almost can't believe this shit. I mean, these people are coming out and just admitting... Yeah, the name of the video is Fourth Generation What? Listen to this shit.
Guys, look. I have half Ghanaian cousins. I have Indian extended family. I'm actually a fourth generation Holocaust survivor, believe it or not.
And you got a face like a man. You got a man face, chick. And she's getting banged like she was getting banged by some millionaire or something. Man, he must... I wonder if that's a form of, like homosexuality. When a dude bangs a chick with, a dude-faced chick. I wonder if that's kind of, like, closetly, you know, latently homosexual. God. If Garpley decided to make Lauren Rose his permanent co-host. What does that mean? This is an outlong dude. What the hell is this? I can only imagine what this is. Conservatives versus transgenderism. Lauren Rose, Jason Kessler. Okay. Let's see this.
The episode that where I covered this, that I don't think it's one of my fans, but maybe it is. Maybe it's a false flag.
That guy is the creepiest dude in the movement. That guy is literally the creepiest. Guy's French dude. And Lauren Rose is creepy, too. She looks like a, you know, sex robot or something. I don't know. She looks like the kind of girl they brainwashed, put her up to this. I'll tell you right now, this is the video. I don't know why. Hey, Bowel Movement News, do you know about this video? Lauren Rose, Lauren Southern. What, all these girls are named Lauren? Give me a break. Okay, I guess they interviewed Jason Kessler. Okay. What is this? Thermidor Mag, Communist Origins of Modern American Free Speech. What the hell is this shit? Okay, well, I don't know who this Thermidor... I've seen a lot of articles posted by Thermidor. I think I did posted one, too. It's not that great. This stuff's not that great. I don't want to read this shit. We know what the score is. Jews and liberals, you know, white wiggers and Jews. I'm gonna play this one. This video was on Codney Farton's website. I actually think it's a pretty good video.
The alt-right or alternative right as a movement. I want to explain, I never really thought there was a movement there. It was more like a schism or a seizure or a condition.
Okay, I'm having problems here. Okay, dude.
Convulsion. And what do I mean by this? If the alt-right was a movement, the reason that it collapsed was a lack of adult supervision, or if there was adult supervision, the adults were very childish in and of themselves. Ramsey Paul did a discussion about what the alt-right actually was, and... nothing against Ramsey Paul. I actually like Ramsey Paul, but he looks a little bit pervy. That's just my opinion. And don't get...
That's actually a good point. I don't know who this guy is, who's doing this video. It's actually a pretty good, it seems pretty honest, coming from the heart. But yeah, does he looks like, yeah, I mean, Ramsey Paul looks like the kind of guy who kidnaps kids. I shouldn't say that, but I'm not saying he does it. I'm just saying he looks, yeah, he looks pervy. I'll take back what I said. He looks like, but it's more like a comic book thing. I don't think he actually does it. I hope he doesn't do it. But that's a good catch. Oh, okay, here's Martin. Hello? Hello? Martin, hear you. Oh, here we go. Yeah. No, it's not on. He's a liar. Yeah. You're on my show, Bob, by the way. You're calling into my show. Mm-hmm. Okay, I gotta turn up the sound. Hold on. There's something wrong with the sound here. Okay, line 3. Does that work?
I don't know. I can.
Okay. Yeah, no, I know you can. But I want to see if these other guys can. Oh shit. Okay, well just keep going. I'll try to figure out what the hell is going on with this shit. I'm on TalkShoe. You could actually call in to TalkShoe.
What is the number? What is it?
Or just general bowel movement shit. Yeah.
Alright, what's the number?
That's basically it. There's nothing going on. I mean, Dickie's website got taken down and shit like that.
Can you hear me?
Oh, crap. I can't hear you now. Hello?
What's the number?
The number for my show? Okay, let me send it to you. Or I can just tell you. Yeah, it's 145185. Oh, yeah. They haven't taken it down because I don't post any shows. I do my own recording.
145185.
Okay. Okay, sounds good.
Retards, hear me?
Hello? Hello? Wait a second, Martin. Hello? Okay. They could hear you for a second. I wrote this down somewhere. Well, yeah, just call into the show then. Alright? Alright, thanks. Hail Vic. Okay, bye. Alright, sorry about that, guys. I gotta figure that out. I figured it out a while ago, and then I forgot it. Gotta mess with the settings here. And so he'll just call in. What do I have? Sorry about that. You guys can hear me, right? It was good a second ago. Yeah, I can't help you with that. I gotta figure that out. So, Martin's gonna call in the show. I hear Lindstedt better. Okay. Yeah, there's something with these settings. Gosh darn it. I figured it out a while ago. And, whatever. I'm too tired to figure it out tonight. Where were we? Okay, so, yeah, let's go with this video. Oh, there he is. Hey, Martin. Oh, yeah, we were listening to this video about the the alt-right. This guy gives why the alt-right implodes. So let me play this.
If there was adult supervision, the adults were very childish in and of themselves. Ramsey Paul did a discussion about what the alt-right actually was, and nothing against Ramsey Paul. I actually like Ramsey Paul, but he looks a little bit pervy. That's just my opinion. And don't get me wrong, I like youthful, vivacious women too, but he seems a little bit pervy. The way he talks, the way he talks about the youth, he likes the youthfulness, and he seemed to have like some kind of bro crush on Richard Spencer. And if he, Richard Spencer is not a good dude. Richard Spencer is quite a brutish person. Then there's this guy, Heimbach, that was of the Traditionalist Workers' Party or whatever. Now, it turned out he had been accused of beating his wife. These are all younger people, okay? Then when you start going to social media, what was the alt-right? The alt-right was basically a bunch of internet geeks, people that basically lived on the internet, working day and night brains out to get Donald Trump elected. Okay, now what's wrong with that? These people from the beginning had an unrealistic concept of Donald Trump. They saw Donald Trump as sort of a rebirth of Adolf Hitler or something like this. Donald Trump is certainly not a rebirth of Adolf Hitler. He's not anti-Semitic. He's not racist. He has a history of pro-Zionism. I believe he's known to have donated to the Samuel Wiesenthal Society, probably the SPLC, and other anti-racist groups. So Donald Trump is not a friend of...
No, this is not an old video. This is from April 3rd, 2018. I guess he doesn't know that... I think he means the bro crush, meaning Ramsey Paul was always talking about Dickie Spencer. I don't know if it's about that he likes him or something. Or maybe this tard doesn't know that they had a falling out with Heilgate.
...of white people, or a friend of National Socialist causes or things of this nature, especially not in the United States. So what I'm saying is this. The people that were involved in the alt-right were confused from the beginning. When I saw the people, these kids... working very hard to get Donald Trump elected, it seemed as though they had genuine interest in third positionism, okay, like fascism, national socialism, things of this nature. They did not, for the most part. Most of these kids are basically conservative-ish, anti-poor person bigots. They're more classist than anything else, but they do have a healthy mix of racism. As I said, what actually drew me back into third positionism was that I had was these kids, okay? And one of the things that drew me back into trying to reach out to these kids was there was a girl, a young National Socialist girl from Mexico, that was being terribly, terribly bullied by white supremacists in the United States that didn't believe her about her convictions because they didn't understand the Mexican gold shirts. Because, let's face it, in the United States, the average person doesn't have much of an education and certainly doesn't have much of an education when it comes to international third positionist movements. So, what National Socialism or Fascism looked like in Mexico, or there even were National Socialists or Fascists in Mexico, most of these kids, these alt-righters, were completely alienated, not know anything about the American Nazi Party, didn't know about the World Union of National Socialists, didn't know that there have been National Socialists in Chile, Mexico, Argentina, all throughout South America, Central America. In fact, some of the more the National Socialists with the deeper convictions are from Central and South America. So basically what had happened is you had a bunch of angry kids, and I don't blame them for being angry, but they lack any amount of discipline or any knowledge. Most of their knowledge comes right from the internet. Most of these children do not read books, or if they do, they're maybe skimming them at the moment.
All right, well, I'm going to stop this right here because, you know, he's saying that there's not National Socialists and Boehner's National Socialist, and that's true, and Gook and different, and third positionist. I don't know what this fucking nomenclature is. But, yeah, he's got a point. Okay, but if you're going to be... National Socialist, you're not a Boehner, you're not going to do that in America. You're going to do that in your fucking own country. So I guess she was in Mexico, but God only knows where that bitch was. And I don't, you know, he's kind of picking on these young kids for just being young and kind of stupid. But he does have actually a good analysis of the situation. There's about three more minutes or two more minutes. Do you want to say anything, Martin?
Who is this card?
It's nobody. It's just a guy on the internet. I found the video on Cody Martin's website.
Oh, here. I think it's Diablo Negro, right?
Oh, let me see.
He El Diablo, and he's been around for a while. We used to call him Pan Aryan, so there's a cartoon. You know, there's some cartoons about me, but there's cartoons about Diablo Negro.
No, the name of the account is James Clark, is the name of the account.
Okay, well, he hangs around. He got this guy called El Diablo. He used to be known as, you know, he called himself Diablo Blanco. Everybody called him Diablo Negro because that's what his good deal part beater, whatever. You know what I mean? And everybody used to make fun of him. They used to have him talking to a big green alien here. I said, do you want to join my Pan-Aryan, you know, nationalist party? And, this was about, you know, close to 20 years ago. So, you have this guy called El Diablo who hangs around old Rodney. You know what I mean? And I think that might be. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, but that's not still. I don't care. I don't care who he is. That actually is not a bad kind of analysis of the kind of tard that was originally in the Alt-Kike who was trying to get Trump elected. I don't know if the whole Alt-Kike was on board with that though. I guess they kind of were, but
they all wanted Trump. Everybody wanted Trump elected except for the bench, you know, and a few cards. But
right, that's true.
You know, the thing is that, you know, I remember you say is that these idiots are like the freaking rooster here who thinks that his crowing has brought the sun up here. You know what I mean? He crowed and the sun came up, and therefore he caused it. And here are all these characters. And, you know, you had critters like Jew, you know, Psycho Jew Scarborough and Nika, you know, Morning Zika Brzezinski, and they were whining and pissing and moaning that Trump didn't denounce. He pretended he didn't know who David Duke was, although he did. Uh-huh. You know, he'd been bitching about him at the Reform Party in 2000, 15, 16 years earlier. So we knew who David Duck was, but he didn't denounce David Duck until Super Tuesday, which had the Alabama and Mississippi freaking primaries here and part of the Texas. So essentially he wanted to, you know, let everybody else other than him denounce David Duck. He pretended he didn't know who David Duck was, so essentially he'd get about 10% of the most racist white men, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. And they were whining and pissing and moaning about it. So, you know, David Duck actually was a hindrance to Trump. You know what I mean? Because, you know, Trump had to explain him away. So the Duck, you know, Duck sort of, you know, would come up and want to rub himself up against Trump, and Trump didn't want to be rubbed up against.
Oh, come on. I don't think anybody cares. I don't think anybody cares about that tard. I don't think anybody cares. The Duck doesn't.
Yeah,
he's not going to.
The Duck is an embarrassment. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. They care about him because they don't want to be associated with him.
Yeah, but so is Trump. They just get attention.
Yeah, well, Trump's a tar too, yeah. I'll grant you that here. Yeah. I was just wondering who said it. Because really, generally most of the young Whiggers here, they don't know jack shit about bowel movement history, and they don't know the difference between the dialectic of the Marxian whatever, or yeah, this other good happy horse shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, even when I was there, most, you know, the only ones who knew that shit were little wannabe communists, and they were weird characters, and, you know, nobody wanted anything to do with them. So,
right.
The problem is you have a bowel movement, which essentially is talking, screaming about Jews and niggers and mamzers and, you know, essentially Zogbox, and essentially here you have Dickie, he's one eighth Jew. You have Andre the Nigger, he's, you know, obviously part nigger. You have all these characters here, obviously part whatever, you know what I mean? Some sort of mystery meat. And here they are, like Mike the Kikenik, and it comes out as, oh no, he's been doxxed in January 2017. His wife is a Jew, and he has divorced his Jew wife. Well, I was wondering why should he divorce his Jew wife? The character's obviously a Jew. Why make a big deal about that?
Well, because he wants to, Martin, he wants to stick around. That's why. If he wants to leave, he can do it. If he wants to leave, he can do whatever he wants. But if he wants to stick around and pretend to be white, he's got to get rid of her.
Why should he get rid of, why should Jim get rid of his Jew wife?
I know, Martin, because you're not getting it. Because a lot of people either A, don't care that he's Jew, or don't believe he's a Jew. I'm not advocating anything. I'm just telling you what the Tards are thinking. What's the reasoning behind it?
Okay, well, if you end up having a bunch of retards, I mean, why do you expect anything good to happen? If there's
yeah,
some fucked
I don't.
Up here that
right.
can't tell Jew, scream about Jews and gas, gas the Kais race war now, especially here they're saying this shit on something that's run by a Jew, where you don't know where he gets the funding for this shit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, why is anybody surprised that, pretty well a bowel movement, which is just born upon lies and deceit and foolishness, I mean, why is anybody surprised when it fails? Because it was doomed to fail from the very beginning, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Does anybody really believe, it was Unite the Right? And no, they weren't united, but, once they figured out that, hey, we get a whole bunch of an audience, here they were scratching and clawing and biting and, essentially backstabbing, doing all this sort of shit in order to be there. And then they, the damn pigs shut it down. And, make them all run the gauntlet, between these Antifa, and then everybody's wondering, why did things turn out badly? And, if you have something run by an Occupy Wall Streeter, you end up having a Zog false flag operation. I mean, there's nothing good. I thought that something bad was that the damn niggers would run wild and gun down a bunch of stupid wiggers that showed up, but, hey. Instead, now you got four tards who, let me see, three tards. I think there's two more tards left here who are facing prison sentences.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just for simply beating up this nigger who started this shit. I mean, this is not good. This is not something that was going to end up well. I don't see how anybody would have thought it ended up well. But you can go ahead and do whatever postmortems. This guy, he's talking. What I heard is that, these people don't know about movement history. Okay, why should you know about failed movement history other than the fact that, you should know enough to stay away from certain sort of people? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But,
right.
I don't know. I mean, here's this guy. He talks like he knows what he's talking about, and I don't see any evidence of that. You know what I mean?
Well, Mark. I understand what you're saying. It's not that everything he speaks is golden truth. He just brings up some good points that, hey, maybe you should look at some of the tards in the movement. Just look at these people, examine, or observe what they believe in, what they're trying to accomplish, and, that's not a bad idea. I mean, that's why I like the video. Nothing in the movement is actually very good, content-wise. Uh-oh, what the hell is that noise?
Could you mute me for about 1 minute till I get upstairs?
All right, yeah, I will. Okay, Martin.
Yeah, I'm dialing it. I'm dialing upstairs.
Okay, I'll mute you. All right, so he's got some call thing. Like Elliot Roger or the Canuck Armenian, what does Linson think about incels? I have no. Silly Roper did a show about them last Wednesday. Dude, I don't know. This is always... Hey, man, stop doing that water stuff. No water stuff. Audio Mark. Audio Mac. Okay. So, basically... Well, I started the show late, so I won't... Leaving early. He usually leaves. Okay, this is the show. Roper Report. Let's see if Martin... is around. Let me unmute him. Hello?
Yeah,
Martin, you... Yeah, you got, like, something ringing in the background.
Okay. It's me trying to Skype in a stupid... You know, I'm having problems with stupid... I'm having problems with stupid Dale here.
Why are you trying to Skype?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and set this damn thing down. You are recording it, right?
Oh, yeah, I'm recording everything.
Okay. And you're gonna go ahead and put the link up here, so
yeah,
I can go ahead and put up on one page, so I don't need to have, you know, recording myself here, right?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go ahead and just shut this stupid thing down, the basement down anyway. Here.
Okay, incel mm-hmm. equals men going their own way, 2.0. Okay, yeah, that's basically it. Okay, yeah, I mean that's pretty silly. Roper on ape trade promoting gook. Goofiness. Sperm is showing more half-naked pictures of Asian women. Oh, jeez. Figures.
Well, Andre the nigger, he likes that goof pussy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know if we need to read it from the Roper report. Jesus. Roper's kind of a doofus.
Well, no, Roper likes talking shit about Andre the nigger. You know what I mean?
Oh,
because,
okay.
You know, he got to show that he is really badass here, and he's not like Andre the nigger.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to talk about Rick Spring, and you know how he, for some reason, couldn't figure out Rick Spring was a federal informant. So you have Billy Roper. Essentially, what he is, he's about a quarter of a Jeff Shoup. Jeff Shoup mm-hmm. has about two dozen tards they can get. Billy Roper has about six tards. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So he's about a quarter of a Jeff poop scoop as far as being a dog bot's concerned. Yeah, that's all he has here. I go ahead and look.
Well, I have this guy. I have this guy Bowel Movement News, and he knows everything about the movement. I mean, this guy in my chat, his name is Bowel Movement News. And he knows everything.
Oh, yeah. He really goes ahead and looks.
Yeah, and he even noticed that this Tara McCarthy, you know, she disappeared. She's gone.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, was she giving anybody any pussy? I mean, does it really matter?
Well, that's my point.
She's gone, I guess.
No, that was my point,
no,
that the women...
She was part Jewish, so...
Yeah, she admitted to being part Jewish, but somebody was saying that, you know, she's gone, and I was saying, hey, nobody's even noticing these people left. inconsequential
like
they are.
Voice retards in 2012, it used to be a big thing, and then... And then what? A month occurred and nobody noticed it here until Greggy went ahead and found out that there's this cute boy named Robert Stark, and Robert Stark goes ahead and tells them that, you know, Mike the Kite Connor hadn't loaded up anything for a long, 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 long time. So, you know, essentially, he wanted to join the Greggy movement. And Grady said, sure, why not? Then Carolyn Yenta, she doesn't like Grinder Greggy, so she's been kicked off and she's been causing trouble, so she, you know, she caused a lot of trouble, and especially then she, you know, then all of a sudden it blew up in July 2012 to where everybody, you know, learned that Voice of Retards was gone. And but nobody, you know, nobody knew about it for about 2-3 weeks. Until, well, Robert Stark went, asked him out for, you know, Grinder Greggy Johnson. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, in many cases, you have all these people that are each doing their own new thing, and most of the time, they don't really much care about what else is going on. You hear what I'm saying? Everybody's doing his own little thing. And
it's not the same thing, because there were people... paying attention to Dickey, and they knew right away that Heimbach was out of the movement and all this kind of stuff. Nobody's noticed. Nobody even mentioned Terry McCarthy until Bowel Movement News just told me.
Okay. Well, there's more likely. I mean, it's sort of like, well, somebody went ahead and remarked how nobody knew that somebody had been gone for about a month. And, you know, here was Linder. He was talking about how we're all brothers and all this good shit.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody knew a damn thing that poor old Brutus had been gone. This guy named Brutus had been gone for damn near a month or so.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody was saying, well, that's not really looking after everybody else now, is it here?
Right, exactly.
I mean, really, the people in the Bowel Movement, I've never noticed that any of them really gave a shit for anybody other themselves.
Sure.
The entire time I've been there. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, the Alt-Kike especially.
So,
they're even worse than the Bowel Movement 1.0. At least Bowel Movement 1.0 pretended to like people, you know.
Yeah, I pretended.
Yeah.
That wasn't the case, though, now was it?
No. But still, at least they've tried.
Well, I mean, you know, Jew Boy Linder, you know, he was in love with Trader Glenn Miller, but Trader Glenn Miller was paying him, you know, was giving him Zog Buck here. He was paying for Linder's card corral. So, you had some concern as long as there's some money exchanging hands, but most of the time, no, as far as, this Bowel Movement of ours is far from being a band of brothers or band of sisters or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, most people hate one another, well, vice versa. You know what I mean?
That's all society, though, too. That's not just the Bowel Movement, it's the whole society's like that.
Well, yeah. That's very much the case here. I'm Southwest Missouri.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'm deep with wonder here. I went ahead and found the thing here. No, I just wondered if you could go ahead and put that link of, you know, this character's plan. So since you're playing from Rodney's AANN blog or whatever.
Yeah, Martin, let's finish it. There's only a couple minutes left. Let's listen to what he says.
Sure.
Most rather reading excerpts from other people that have carefully picked little excerpts to make points or what have you, and they're not really conscious of race as a biological reality. They think they are, and that's the problem. What you have is you have with the alt-right, the reason it fizzled out was because you didn't have enough adult supervision to guide these people toward anything. Not that any of them would be guidable. I don't think any, because these kids, these new millennial kids, they seem to know everything. They know everything, and they don't want to hear what you have to say. I've gotten in so many arguments with these people online, and it's funny because I'm not even trying to argue. Most of the time I would be trying to just say, look, that's not how it happened. That isn't what it is. You didn't read the book. You need to read the book. And if you read the book, you need to reread it to the point where you actually understand what the contents are. They didn't have any real knowledge of Mein Kampf. They didn't have any knowledge of the doctrine of fascism. They seem to be more geared toward later movements like Julius Evola. But even that, they don't seem to care to understand Julius Evola. They just like to take bits and pieces.
Dude, who can understand Julius Evola? If you've ever read Evola, it's almost impossible.
Pieces of it, nor do I think most of them had read the books, except for the one friend of mine from Argentina that really did have a very deep understanding of these things. And eventually, I believe that she actually realized, you know, well, I'm in up to my eyeballs with people that are just not very bright. And it's the same thing that happened to me years prior, which was, you know, these people are not...
Yeah, he's got about a minute to go. I mean, I want to play the whole thing, but I just wanted to say, even if this guy's a tard, he's bringing up some good points. He's bringing up actually very good points. You don't have to pay attention to him.
Is, I see a character who's brown skin, and so to me, how much of this stupid man's I'm going to listen yapping about how, you know, if you don't listen to Evola, you know, sort of like listen to Evola.
Oh, I know.
You know, you're not going to make it very well.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
like Evola's so important.
Like, I mean, I have read no Evola.
I've read him, and he's really a tough nut to crack. That is really difficult prose. I mean, I don't know why he's writing like that. It's almost impossible to keep track of what he's saying, you know.
So, what is he trying to say?
No, he was just a racialist, and he was just, what he was saying was that you need to, I can't go, it's so complicated, it's philosophy, but he was basically saying that you have to keep away from the people, the bad people, or something like that, the lower people, and the up. Can't remember which book I was reading, but it was how to preserve the good inside you, or what's higher inside you when you're in this world, kind of thing. But you're taking advice from a guy who was from a rich family who didn't have to work. So he this was back in the 50s. His memories are even before the war. What he was prescribing is impossible to do today, because even in when I grew up in the 70s and 80s, because you're all thrown in with the tards. It's like impossible to get away from these people. So he's a little dated, I guess I would say, you know.
I don't know. I came into it, you know, I came into it mainly by myself here, not reading anything. And then you go ahead and you look. I used to comment upon the militia movement. Mm-hmm. I didn't see anything really accomplishing it. And when I was in the nut house, my friend, Boo Mentor, says, "What's going on in the bomb movement?" He said, "Oh, nothing. You know, it's just the same old, stupid shit here on Stormfront, on Linder's Tard Corral. I mean, nothing really has ended up getting done. And, you know, pretty well our movement, such as it is, in many cases, has been bought and paid for."
Sure.
So, I was looking at this thing, and Gregory Hood is a pretty good, you know, writer, but here we have Kevin MacDonald. And what's Kevin MacDonald do? He talks about the culture critique and goes on and on and on about Jews are different than white people. He has his ideas of, you know, primitive farmers.
I know, but
Martin, and all this sort of thing.
Martin, the problem with Kevin MacDonald is that you can sum up almost everything he says in a couple sentences, this whole frickin' book. Basically, Jews work together, okay? You don't have to read a whole book.
Jews work together.
But Evola was actually... But Evola was actually...
Jews are the strongest state.
Yeah, but actually... But here's the problem, Martin. Well, no, Martin, let me finish. So, Evola is different in that he's a philosopher, and he was giving advice for how to survive in the times, which is much more valuable than fucking knowing what a Jew does and what a Jew is and all that shit. Half the time, you're not even going to come in contact with Jews. You're going to be around Wiggers. You're going to be around Judaized Wiggers. Maybe he should write a book about that.
Yeah, well, I got a Jew lawyer here on the side of Granby, but anyway. No, I mean, totally evil critter here. I just was looking at, and they have the same thing. I went ahead and bought a book by James O'Meara for $1.99, and that was unreadable. I couldn't make heads or tails of it.
Wow.
What I look at this, and it's essentially a totally boring, stupid book. You know what I mean? It's just...
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if this something that, you know, looks like Dickie had to go ahead and make some money, or he had to go ahead and get out, so a bunch of his tarred friends went and wrote some stupid shit, and all it is it just seems like a bunch of blog posts put together is all it is. You know what I mean? You know, not worth $8.99 on Kindle, certainly not worth $17 printed. You know what I mean? I'm gonna review it, but I think I'm going to give it a 2. scale, a two. It doesn't deserve a three. It's, you know, it's sub-mediocre.
Well, why are you, you should have known that ahead of time that there's a waste of time to buy anything from Omira, you know? He's a homo, isn't he?
Well, Omira, yeah, but it only costs $1.99.
Still too much.
He makes more sense when he's on Facebook.
Yeah.
He makes more sense when he's on Facebook, but, you know, shoot, and, you know, he's actually writing stuff here. Maybe I should have gone ahead and ordered the homo and the negro here. Maybe that would have been... You know,
that's
going to be fallacious at least here, you know what I mean?
That's going to be a classic.
Huh?
That's going to be a classic someday.
Yeah, well, the title, you know, just by virtue of the title alone should be,
right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, it'll probably sell twice as much what it should, you know, as opposed to what's actually in it.
Yeah.
You know, just for the I remember old Eunuch or somebody else had a picture of, you know, Jew Boy Linder, so then they had the homo. Well, they had a picture of Linder, you know, what they thought Grinder Greggy looked like, and they had Andre the Taker, so it's the Jew, the homo, and the negro.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
Anyway, why don't you go ahead and do with Vola? I need to go ahead and give Roxy her shot.
Okay.
And do a few things, okay?
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I wasn't going to really speak about Evola, but... yeah, Martin has a point that this guy is... it's not important. I'm telling you, it's not important what this guy is saying. As far as who he is and how much of a tard he is. He's bringing up some good points. And it also shows that people are starting to pay attention, finally, to what kind of quality is in the movement. Yeah, you have to take a look at these people. You don't just join up and, oh yeah, they're all racists. Hey, they could be the biggest idiots in the world, like Gay Mamser. I gotta stop picking on Gay Mamser. But yeah, because I don't know, man. Gay Mamser might be suicidal. I don't wanna push him over the edge or anything. But he doesn't seem to tune in to these shows anymore, so that's good. Alright, this guy has about a minute left. Let's listen to the rest of this.
Not very bright. You're not getting anywhere with them. And when I saw the youth, I thought that was like more of a revival. These kids seemed interested, but really they were just really angry, and they did not have any direction. They didn't see a need to do anything but basically shake things up with memes and be very aggressive. The alt-right is not National Socialism. It's not fascism. It's not third positionism. It's not a real movement. There are people that are trying to turn it into a movement or make it more than it really is, like Jared Taylor of American Renaissance and Red Ice Radio or Red Ice TV or whatever the heck it is, like Lana Loktuff and these people. But more or less, the alt-right is just nonsense. It's garbage.
All right. Well, he didn't explain exactly. The end was kind of lame there, but... he's obviously very anti-millennial. He's one of these older tards, probably around my age, who just doesn't like the young, you know, doesn't like anybody younger than him. Well, there's a lot of people like that. Baby boomers are kind of like that. They don't like anybody younger. All the older people, even the greatest generation, and they look down on everybody younger than them. Because they were alive when Zog was good. Fucking Zog. Like, Zog was never good, in my opinion. Anyways, so he has some good points, is generally about paying attention to what you're surrounded by. Just pay attention to your surroundings in general, shit. But if you look around in the movement... Yeah, you're going to see, you know, the problem this guy has is not the problem I have with the movement. And actually, No Planes, on my last podcast, I think it was my last podcast, made actually a great point and kind of, because I turned that whole podcast, I think, into a conspiracy thing, and I lost like half the audience. Just half the audience left because they don't want to hear any truth or whatever. And No Planes is right, man. I mean, these people, you can't, you know... And that's exactly why this guy, like Duff... I forgot, Gordon Duff, I think is his name. why he's saying that he can't, well, he says he can't deal in the truth. He's got 30-40% lies to, otherwise he would be quote-unquote killed. I think he's kind of exaggerating. But there's truth to it, that if you give somebody too much truth, man, they're going to turn on you. It's like pearls before swine. You know, you don't throw pearls before swine lest they turn on you and rip you to shreds, rip you to pieces. And that's kind of life in general, you know. You can't, you know, I was getting all excited that, okay, now we can deal in the truth. Well, this is why Jesus spoke in parables. Because people cannot have the unvarnished truth. It's a little too much for them. It's too much for them. Their sensitive, more sensitive nature or immature or whatever you want to call it. He told his disciples everything. But for the people, you know, he spoke in parables. Sometimes they understood what the parables meant exactly, like, you know, as the Bible says, or as the gospel says, when, like with the vineyard, and sending the servants, and they killed the servants, and they killed, they said, okay, here's his son, let's kill him. He knew that, they knew he was, you know, prophesying against the Pharisees, or against them. So, you know, it wasn't that veiled. But anyways, that's, people like stories and stuff. They don't like to be told in a direct manner. But that's why I've always had a small audience. That's why you're always going to have a small audience. If you want a bigger audience, you need to be like Alex Jones or Rush Limbaugh. You need to provide a lot of fluff, you know. It can't be the unvarnished truth. Anyways, Lana Toughluck, she's Jewish. That whole operation over there is Jewish. Coming to Wakanda, this is just, oh, okay, so Dickie is saying that Bitcoin is going to crash hard. Is he serious? When was this?
You want to create a stunning website?
Gosh,
I've already done it.
I hate this frickin' YouTube.
With Wix. Let me show you how it's...
They got... You put... Okay. Oh, this is from 5 or 6 months ago.
It's done. I mean, I'm gonna...
Hey, everyone. This is Richard for AltRight.com, and I'm going to talk about Bitcoin and why it is going to crash. First off, forgive the setting here. I'm on the road.
Well, actually, he was kind of accurate about it, because it kind of did. When he was talking, it was at 14. This is in December. I think it was at 14 or 15, and now it's down to 8. It went down, I think, all the way to 6. I don't know if that's crashing hard. It lost 50% of its value. I think crashing hard is a little more. But I think I'll check that out later. I'm not going to talk about fucking Bitcoin right now. Yeah, I mean, Martin was talking about that Dickie didn't have enough money in his wallet or something on his card to pay for a drink. I don't know if that's true, but that doesn't mean he's broke. It just means that, you know, that's a trick of rich people. You've never heard of this? That rich people, how many rich people, you know, they never have cash on them? So they're always, oh, they have an excuse. They think they have an excuse. Oh, I didn't bring it with me. Well, fucking get your fucking, pull out your fucking cash. Keep it in your sock. You're fucking rich. A lot of rich people are cheap. So I don't trust this guy. And he's asking for 25 grand now. I don't know. I'm not buying it. I mean, you know, it could be that it's like I was, you know, suggesting to Martin. Their family could be a front family for somebody else. You never know. Because how did they get Dickie Spencer to want to pretend to be a Nazi? He's like, and he's not even pretending, a civic cuck or whatever you want to call him. Even he's not, he wouldn't say he's a civic cuck, he'd say identitarian, which is, I guess, somewhere between a civic cuck and National Socialist. Where it's between that, God only knows. That seems like a constantly evolving ideology that's just whenever something's convenient. You know, these tards in the movement, like Grids Grinder Greggy and Dickie Spencer and Heimbach, well, Heimbach, a little bit different. I think they never even were smart enough to come up with a platform. I mean, if you're trying to influence things and people, wouldn't you come up with some kind of platform? This is what we believe in. Didn't they have the National Socialists have like 25-point platform? This is what we believe in. This is what we want to do. Yeah, he could throw in some free speech in there just to, you know, be relevant or whatever. I don't know. Let's see. Martin, are you there?
Yeah, oh. I just got in back. I'd give Ross your shot and do a few things here. I go ahead and what is amusing is that these books by Arctos Publishing and the ones by Greg Johnson's Countercurrents here, The ones by Arctos Publishing are actually just a slightly bit more faggy than ones that are in Countercurrents, though, which is sort of amusing, but, you know, they keep on yapping about metapolitics, and they keep on yapping like they're going to, if they big zog enough here, they're going to get a ethnostate for white people. Mm-hmm. And they don't seem to realize or, you know, want to acknowledge that, you know, zog isn't going to give anybody anything. What happens is that things will fall apart, and, you know, things will fall apart, and you're going to, you know, essentially, you know, whoever warlord or something is in charge is just going to simply take. In many cases, even with Harold Covington, there is no room for private vengeance. Bullshit. I mean, heck, I used to make all these critters, you know, mad when I said this is shit. My sub-warlords are going to be wanting to be paid off in loot and pussy is what they're going to be wanting to pay for. Mm-hmm. You know, when you are dealing with people, in the sense that we're a bunch of criminals who took it through color of law and through taxation or something like that, the ones who take it away from these evil people, the Jews and the Mamzers, you know, they're not going to call it taxation, or they're not going to call it color of law. What they're going to do is they're going to call it payback, is what they're going to call it. Mm-hmm. Or I'm strong and you're weak, and guess what? Tough shit, nigger. Bang, bang. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you're going to have a lot more things which are pretty clear, pretty well clear. And so, you know, I don't know if anybody's going to be able to stop the killing, stop the real bad things that are going to happen. You know, once you get to about half the carrying capacity. The carrying capacity is what, 20% of what it used to be. Mm-hmm. You're going to have.
Yeah, but Martin, there's a lot of time in between that. What are you going to do in between as the slow, you know, collapse happens?
Well, I would say the collapse is sort of like bankruptcy. You know, slow at first. You know, that's what F. Scott Fitzgerald said about how he went bankrupt. Slow at first, then all at once. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty well what collapse is like. It gets to where, you know, there's arguments between what?
No, I understand what you mean, but I'm just saying, you're talking about 20% carrying capacity, but the time between that and today is what, 10 years, 15 years?
Don't know. I don't think it's as long as 10 years. Uh-huh. I think it may as well as 5, but then again, remember, I thought the October surprise would be a total implosion. Total implosion here in the stock market, like occurred in October of 2008, remember? And they're headed to one that's even bigger than 2008. It's going to make 2008 look like a pimple, and they're not going to be able to change it. So when will it happen? The answer is nobody really knows. It's just that, you know, like today, I went and I've seen 22 shells, about the cheapest I've seen them ever for, what, over the past 5 years. So I went ahead and bought me some 22 ammunition. Mm-hmm. You hear someone say, well, Carb Hunter showed up here. I guess he got word or something.
Oh,
here.
No.
Oh, somehow.
Not Carb.
You know, he found a trouble here, didn't he? So
no, this is my old, anybody can find this. I've had this talk show thing forever. I have this channel forever.
Mm-hmm.
So he didn't have to find it. He just, it's funny that he's coming in at 11:30. He was probably out where, at a gay bar or something. I shouldn't say that. I'm just kidding.
Who knows? Maybe he was looking for. Last night I was tired, and then I shut it down, and then you show up 5 minutes later. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so the question was, what I was going to do today, was I going to go ahead and file a answer, and I went ahead and looked up the Missouri Rules of Court and found out that really there's no need to file a reply to their answer. The Jew lawyer has, physically lied a lot. Mm-hmm. I'll go ahead and file one Monday. But anyway, so I was running around.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then
that's just
so
the Granby stuff, yeah.
After eight, I went ahead and got this lawnmower working, and I went ahead and cleared out a space here, cleared out the compost, and put the grass clippings or something like that here. Anyway.
You know what I wanted to tell you? I saw a video of Jim Baker, and I didn't know he's right. He's literally 80 miles away from you in Branson, Missouri. Not exactly in Branson. I think he's a little outside. He said he's across the lake from Branson. But he was talking.
Yeah.
He's like, why am I here in Missouri? He goes, because God's generals are here. And he's like stealing your warlord idea. He's calling it God's generals. And I just thought that was so funny because...
Jim Baker.
Yeah.
That isn't the one with Tammy Faye Baker, is it?
Oh, yeah.
I thought Jim Baker.
Yeah, it is. That's that's the one.
Oh,
that's,
it is?
Yep, that's the
one. It is the little bell priest here.
Yep,
with,
yep.
I'll be damned here. Well,
yeah. He's hocking slop in a 5 gallon tub. You can give him $60. He'll give you a bunch of slop in a tub. That will help you during the apocalypse.
I knew that Tammy Faye Baker croaked off here while I was in the nut house. She got cancer and got all small, and essentially she was from a piece of shit. I bought Jim Baker, of the Jim and Tammy Baker 700 PTL or Pay the Lady Club here in Disc On, so 1980s. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
So that Jim Baker, that's Jim Baker still alive.
Yeah, that's him. And I always wondered why they went after him. And it turns out, I think, he wasn't playing along with the Jews. He might be, but he wasn't playing. They all are. But he wasn't playing along with the Jews, and he wasn't, I don't think he was Zionist enough for them. Because he doesn't, I don't know if he promotes that pro, maybe he does a little bit. Now he probably does. But, I don't know, man, the guy's kind of likable, because he's like, you laugh at him. His show is almost like a comedy routine.
Well, he must be a bald, he was a... I thought he was dead myself here.
Yeah, he looks like a little rabbi.
Branson is the place for the country music has-beens and never was. For like Boxcar Willie.
Uh-huh.
What did Boxcar Willie get? Oh, okay. He played a hobo, and he sold a whole bunch of records, whole bunch of records on KTEL. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'd have Lawrence Welk. You have the Andy. What the hell was his name? Andy something here. Moon River, Roger, Billy Ball. You'd have, they'd all, you know, Mel Tillis. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And hell, you'd even have Pamela Tillis, you know, every so often here, play at Mel Tillis. And so as a result, here they were. They were the, you know, they were the has-beens. And
Carb is saying you got thrown out of the PTL amusement park for walking around in your underwear. It's just
Ooh,
a joke. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, go ahead. What is Branson, Missouri about again? Yeah, that was interesting.
Oh, I remember I was just a kid. I think it was 1967. And for some reason, we got into, they used to have something called Dog Patch at Harrison, Arkansas, you know, before they had. So, oh, okay, I remember that. Silver Dollar City, and they had stagecoach rides, and they have one water ride, which was around that. You know what I mean? Now it's the Mine Shaft thing or something like that at Branson. I bet it's still there. It's been around since forever. It's the very first water ride.
Mm.
And so you have Katie Cove, you have Table Rock. It's a big old lake full of bass.
Yeah, but there's a lot of money there. Martin, there's a lot of money. I mean, they might be has-beens,
a lot
but
of money.
Generating a lot of cash.
So then you have Lake Katie Como, and what happens, it was put up, Table Rock was put up in 1957, and I bought me a fishing license. Day to this is you know, this is about the time of year. The second weekend of May is the best time to get spawning bluegill or whatever. But in any case, go ahead and catch you a whole bunch of bluegill and freeze them up here, and then you'll have fish for the rest of the day. You put them in milk cartons, whatever. But in any case, where was I?
I was talking about Jim Baker, that he's in Branson. So is there some connection?
Yeah. Well, there was 1967 at Silver Dollar City, which used to be Marvel Cave, M-A-R-V-E-L Cave. Mm-hmm. And so you have this cave tour, essentially goes in there, and essentially the people who own Marvel Cave, they decided to sell stagecoach rides. And then they got into water rides, so especially you have Silver Dollar City, you have Heritage, you have all sorts of stuff here. And this is a fairly big thing. And then it's, just outside of Branson. And I remember we were playing skee ball, a little children's arcade, and this one man was trying to get my dad to go ahead and put up $100, something like that. He says, this place is going to be big. He says, Branson? Well, it's just a little bitty, small, essentially a small little two-lane, barely paved road in Taney County. I mean, what the heck are you, or Stone County and Taney County, what the hell are you talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what happens is that you got the Marble Cave, then you got Silver Dollar City, and then you had the Beverly Hillbillies. They did a show at Silver Dollar City here. Supposedly that's where the Clampets came from. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so then I don't know who put the thing up first in Branson, but you ended up having it, someone started in the late 60s and the 70s and then the 80s and the 90s, and it just grew and grew and grew and grew. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So yeah, you end up having quite a few. I think pretty well Branson has peaked here.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you have.
They all have real famous people have their Dolly. I think Dolly Parton has a theater there. They all have their own theater.
Yeah, she went ahead and gave it up quite a year or so ago here.
Oh.
She had her own little Dollywood to go ahead and. In Pigeon Forge, Tennessee. You know what I mean? And I heard that was somewhat a dirty place here. But she had, Dolly Parton's Stampede or something like that, where you go and you have a floor show and you go ahead and essentially eat for, you pay, what, 20 or 30 bucks here, all you can eat, and essentially you get, you get sung to here. I don't know about Dolly Parton doing it herself, though. I think every so often she comes in, does a show every...
Yeah, she's old now, yeah.
...couple months here. You know what I mean? Oh, hell, she's in her 70s, maybe her 80s by now, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, her... You know, her tits are made of the same thing as the pyramid, more likely.
Right.
But she's down there. You know, sure, she was down there. I think she quit about a year or so ago.
No. Well, whatever. I mean, so he's there. So he's in Missouri, and he thinks Missouri is a safe place when there's the apocalypse. So I think he was talking about nuclear weapons, that it's a safe area, or I don't know. He's always talking some crap.
You know, when Pete Peters was alive, about five of the major shoots here of the Worldwide Church of God, they needed Branson. Because they have plenty of places, they have plenty of rooms to meet, especially in October, because that's not the main music season here. Right now is the main season here from May to August is the main season. You know what I mean? This is when they're really doing it. You know, this is when they're really going. This is the main season right now. So you would have, you know, Pete Peters, he would every, Memorial Day at the end of May, he would have his thing. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Pete Peters would.
Yeah.
He's packing in about four, maybe 500 people here.
Uh-huh.
He's dead now. He died a couple years ago. But, no, you'd just have all sorts of stuff here. And this is
You know what I was going to talk to you about? I was going to talk to you about, you know, we always talk about the past, but what about the future? You know, I'm starting to think there might not be that huge collapse that you're talking about. It might just be an implosion of certain sectors of the society that are most zoggy, like the government or something like that. You know?
Okay, but if you end up having a collapse of, quote, the government, if you have a collapse of government, who's going to feed the niggers?
The government doesn't do that. That's farmers. That's farmers. That's business.
Oh, it's not farmers. What happens, it's government which goes ahead and gives the niggers the SNAP and EBP and whatever cards.
Oh, okay, I see. So yeah,
they go to
Walmart, yeah, right,
you know what
no,
I mean?
Right.
Who's
right.
going to feed the niggers?
Oh,
who's going to feed the wiggers in many cases for that? I mean, I see places here. You go ahead, you drive around, and places like Missouri, and even downstate Illinois, well, not so much Illinois, you have a lot of corn and soybean growers here. You got really black dirt. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
On the Illinois side here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, by the way, south, extreme south one, Mound, Illinois, right around Cairo.
Uh-huh.
The largest was the, I went there, it was the largest kitty litter plant in the free world, the largest one.
Oh my God,
I got a headache. First 15 minutes because we put all that damn perfume to on the damn cat litter, you know what I mean? They dig up this clay. They dig up this clay and they bake it. You know, like kitty litter, it's just they take the clay and then they add that awful perfume. And then after about a half hour, you don't smell it anymore, but you still have a damn headache. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
I must pick something up there. So you have rich dirt.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I've heard people say that the dirt is sort of like a sponge, in that all they do is just put a bunch of nutrients to go ahead and grow corn and soybeans here. That's all it is here. The other than that, it's sort of sterile. I don't know if that's true or not. But you go and here.
Hey, you know what I'm noticing? You know what I'm noticing about my car is every time I wash my car, in not even a day, you know, a few days, it gets real dusty. And I wonder, is that? I don't think that's some plant that's processing something. I think, is that like a dust bowl thing, where the soil is getting blown around in the air, and you know what I mean? Well, why is my vehicle dirty all the time?
I don't know about that. I noticed that around Fort Sill, Oklahoma, it got bad to where you have essentially grit all over the place. That was at Fort Sill. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because we have like a water or a paper processing plant about 10 miles south, but I don't think that's what's doing it. I think it's just the soil, topsoil or something. I don't know what it is actually, but it kind of got me worried because you're saying that, like, what happens if this farmland, if it becomes like a dust bowl everywhere, oh my God, there's going to be massive starvation.
But that dust bowl was in Oklahoma, you know, and northern, you know, northern central Texas and Kansas. It was places where the old timer says, well, guess what? This was a place where the buffalo, you know, grew. You might end up having some wet years, but you're going to have a bunch of dry years too. And that's what happened with the dust bowl, is that they went ahead and dusted land, which they probably should never have planted, into wheat. And that blew. A couple years ago, this idiot next door, what he did is he went ahead and plowed and dipped and harrowed his fields in November, waiting for the, you know, essentially for the snow and the rest to go ahead and plant his spring wheat. And it didn't go ahead, and it didn't go ahead and snow very much in November and December, and you end up having some winds, and it blew his farm onto my acreage and buried my fences. You know, there was only about, in some cases, you know, there was only about a foot of fence post sticking out of the ground here. He went ahead and buried the damn wires, because the nitwit went ahead and plowed because he thought there was going to be a snowfall, and there wasn't here. I mean, essentially his farm, you know, a bunch of his dirt went over to my dirt here. Now, you have about 18 feet. If you see the Badlands, you see what happens when the water scours, because there is no rocks on the West River of South Dakota. You know, there's granite boulders here. It's called the west side, you know, soil, but on the west bank, it's just simply black dirt. And the only rock there is shale. And it is very soft and easily erodible. Yeah. And go ahead and look at Badlands,
well,
of
Martin,
North Dakota,
yeah,
and Badlands.
Yeah,
South
I don't know. I didn't notice all the. I didn't notice all this dirt before. So I don't know what the deal is with that. It doesn't matter. It just, it'll reveal itself eventually.
Well, usually you go drive, you know, in, you know, Missouri. I went ahead and took a route here, and I only got to see my friend Nuthouse for about 3 minutes. 3 minutes at, you know, 3 minutes, St. Joseph here, and here you are driving through central Missouri, and it is above Interstate, you know, it is above Interstate 70, but, you know,
By the way, Martin, yeah, the state of Missouri is the strangest state I've ever been to. You have the northern part of your state, I mean, it's completely different than the southern part. It almost seems like Missouri is comprised of many different states, or like geographies, more so than any other state that I've seen.
North of 70 is what, you know, or the Missouri River essentially parallels Interstate 70, aka US 40, and what it is, it's essentially north, you know, it's essentially black dirt cornfield counties, and then south of it you end up having spurs of the Ozarks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, you have pretty well where I was raised in central South Dakota. Northern Missouri is a lot more like South Dakota than southern Missouri, for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you end up having different soils. You end up having totally different people.
Yeah, Amsers here. Game Amsers here.
Yeah, pretty well everybody, Papatwat, everybody, Judic is a Papatwat sock possum. David C., he's another Papatwat sock possum. Essentially, the Tars went ahead and found out about the show, so they're moving on here.
What do you think about this Iran thing? You think that's a real war, or you think that's a fake war? It seems kind of fakeish.
It's fakeish now, but 2006, I was in that house, and pretty well the Jews thought they were winning, and then the Hezbollah was just simply starting to win. They were just simply shelling, with Katusha rockets made out of plastic pipes. They were just shelling the Jews, and they actually nearly sunk a Jew gunboat here in the Mediterranean. And pretty well, then the Jews, now it's time to make peace here. We're losing, you know what I mean?
Right.
When the Jews are winning, they just want to go ahead and kill all them damn ragheads here, but...
When they're winning, they want unconditional surrender when they're winning.
Yeah, but they didn't win in 2006. Toward the end, pretty well Hezbollah, had the upper hand. And pretty well, here comes Zog, and make him stop, and essentially Zog made him stop here. The Iranians aren't, they're not stupid, they're a regional power, they're going to remain a regional power. I think they actually have nuclear weapons here, but they don't really, what they want is power in their own area. They really despise and hate the Jews. But on the other hand, they don't get along with the Sunni.
When they came up with this idiotic plan to create this state there, do you think they thought things through? Is this the stupidest idea? I think a lot of people just didn't buy into the whole conspiracy of the Jews because the whole plan is so idiotic. Anybody who would adopt this plan has to be the stupidest person on the planet. You can't win. They can't win. They're surrounded by billions of Muslims, or at least hundreds of millions of them, who hate their guts. They can't... All the nukes in the world aren't going to help them.
But did you know this?
Did you know who voted with the Jews and Zog? Who?
The United Arab Emirates, a.k.a. Egypt, with Saudi Arabia, voted with Zog and the Jews. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, but do you think they thought this plan through? I mean, did you ever think the Jews were that smart?
You gotta understand, as the Jews, they view us as both, cattle, and they view us as evil Nazis going to go ahead and kill them because, every Jew fears the white man, just like every nigger fears the white man.
Mm-hmm.
And so, these Jews have two impulses, but the number one impulse is to destroy the white man because they're the children of Satan. So they have this, but on the other hand, they destroy the white man. They're the parasite who will die with its host here. So, generally...
Oh, Martin got cut off. Martin, call back in. You got cut off. Game Amser, are you there? You're unmuted, Tard. Do you even...
Do you even know you're unmuted? Or are you so tarded you don't even see the chat?
Shit. Yeah.
What's new? Anything that...
Alright.com was taken down by GoDaddy.
Yeah, that's right.
Dave C. says I warned him. Yeah, so nothing's new. Jesus, this movement is deader than a doorknob. I guess you would say no news is good news.
Yeah.
Oh, here he is. Hey, Martin. We got Game Amser on the line here.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, Maury is living out of their Missouri landfill.
I'm not at the landfill. You tard.
Martin, they're saying
Game Amser has no script.
Martin, no, he doesn't. That's for sure.
Burping, farting.
Don't encourage him.
Burping, farting. Yeah, burping, farting, and being a tard is not a script. You know what I mean? And in Damon Game, it's not an act either. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Martin, right, do you have like a mouthful of pork rind?
Nope.
Martin, they're making fun of Granby for being a landfill. They're saying Granby is a...
Is
Granby that big of a shit... Martin, is Granby that big of a shithole, or is that just exaggeration?
It's a shithole because of thieving. It is the deadest town. It is the deadest town for its size in southwest Missouri. And the reason is that it used to be pretty bustling. It used to be pretty bustling, pretty well thriving, until they closed the mines in the late 50s and early 60s. And then then the town pretty well got its death notice.
Oh, okay.
We lost the high school in 1968. And the problem with Granby is that it's run for the benefit of essentially a bunch of thieves.
Mm-hmm.
I went down to City Hall, talked a little bit here. Essentially, they didn't have anything other than the revised minutes of May 8th when they had the City Council meeting. So I went ahead and talked to, Jeremy Hopper, who runs the flea market, and his sister, who has the money, and wants to go ahead and change things for the better. And she's bought a bunch of buildings, and heck, they won't even let her take out a cheap loan to go ahead and fix the roofs here, fix Granby's heritage here. Mm. And it used to be...
Hey, you know what, Martin? Let me ask Game Amser what he thinks about the war in the Middle East.
Sure.
What do you think about...
Well, hey, more than that, Maury, I thought you had a restraining order against you from Granby City, huh?
No, I do, but, they have to pretend that they have freedom of speech, so I'm allowed Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays between 1 and 2, and I'm allowed to attend, public meetings. Now, they don't want me to attend public meetings. And so we are fighting with that, but what I do is every single Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I try to cost them, at least some money from Central Dispatch to go ahead. I mean, they want to play that game, well, we play that game. Faggot Judge Greggy Stremmel went ahead and just up and removed himself from hearing any more of the case here because I had I'd filed a notice for judgment of acquittal and notice for a new trial. And so a judge will come in and, guess what? I mean, here in the Zogland, rather than just simply say, hey, guess what? The crooks who are in power, they get to do what they want. They got to pretend that they have freedom of speech and freedom of religion and all this other good shit, and they talk about to the republic for which it stands, one nation under Zog, with liberty and justice for none. I mean, they can't go ahead and admit they're just simply just a bunch of thieving predators.
Yeah, I know.
So as a result, I can go in and continue to cause trouble. And guess what? Do they actually want a jury trial? No.
Right.
I mean, I know the law. I know the law to where, hey, what I can do is just cause them. I'm not going to get convicted of anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Martin,
I want to know what the creatard position on Iran is. What do creatards think about world events? I mean, you call it a religion. What does your religion say about these Israel and Iran and all this kind of war stuff, Syria and Russia? Okay, Mamzer.
It's pretty simple. It's in great manifest destiny. There's a book even called, of course, it's the newspaper article. Impounded, but still, it has a manifest destiny, like the Old West, how the white people took America by driving out the Indians, and it is to do that with the entire world eventually. So, the Rahoa, this planet is all ours, means white people shouldn't have it the entire planet exclusively.
Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that. So you don't really take specific positions on what's going on.
I mean anything that furthers, towards world domination, of eliminating all the other races is seen as a positive. So, the same niggers can kill each other and the Jews and all that, so it don't matter.
Oh, okay. So Junik was right. Okay. Interesting. I don't know, the movement. There still is a movement. Things are changing. It's just that you can't organize in groups because, like Martin was even saying this, that the Jews are going to, they're master infiltrators. And then you just got a lot of tards, too. I don't even know if it's infiltration anymore. Certainly with, Dickie, the top guys, it has to be. Dickie and Mike Enoch and Anglin. I mean, come on. But, like Martin was saying, what's the SPLC going to do when they're destroying, their own controlled opposition? I guess they're hoping that something else won't take over. Something even bigger and badder and worse, But I don't know. I kind of take the whole thing that it's all good. I don't know. There's an ebb and flow here where you think everything's going to collapse and then it kind of recovers and then you think it's going to collapse. I don't know. Yeah, what's going to happen is you're going to talk about collapse, and then when you're tired of talking about collapse, that's when it's going to happen, when nobody thinks it's going to happen. So I still think that's 10 years away or 15. I'll be old.
But the whole thing over there between Jews and Muslims is not really clear cut because there's different types of Jews and there's different types of Muslims, so there's different alliances to different degrees and all kinds. It gets all twisted up like a winter pretzel.
Yeah, but I think in general they hate each other.
Because Jews will work to bring in at least certain types of Muslims into white countries or in probably any of them. They don't really care about that.
Well, yeah, and they don't care about the Jews who don't live in Israel. They want them all to come home. So that's probably why they're importing the Muslims into France, because they want those Muslims to attack Jews. So the Jews, the Jews will all go to Israel then. They're not coming to America, They're not trying to immigrate to America, and they're not going to Russia. They're not going back to Russia.
So it kind of works for them. Iran belongs to the strongest. Iran belongs to Gaiman's housing. You have a housing authority now? How's that gay bathhouse you're trying to create?
Well, I got complete. These trolls are just joking around.
What's it? You're just joking around?
I'm saying these trolls are just joking, talking about.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. Of course. But I was just asking you a serious question. How's that coming along? That's still in the works?
It's just been pending for a while anyway.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I don't really have any, like, outsiders interested anyway at this point.
Yeah,
you don't know. I don't know how much they're going to try to publicize it, you know. Because, it gets risky at that point.
Hey, let's listen to what this Jew, Andrew Dice Clay, has to say about Cosby, the Schwarzer Cosby.
What do you think of this whole Bill Cosby thing? Sad? Is there a new development that I don't know about? His legal fees are being paid by home insurance. He has a home insurance policy that covers things that may defame him.
All right, let me put it to you this way.
They're paying.
Let me put it to you this way. I'm not a judge. I'm not a jury. I'm not an attorney. Obviously, you know, from what's been said, this guy, you know, basically drugged women and had sex with them. You know, and to me...
Yeah, that's a typical Jew trick.
No, I don't get trick. Well, no, usually niggers don't bother with the roofie here. Just go ahead and just do the raping, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was Dr. Bale Cosby, so hey. I mean, essentially the women he's raping here may be stronger than him, so... You know, shit, he can no longer strong arm rape here. Besides, he's Dr. Bale Cosby, you know, and, you know, I mean, he was sort of like Harvey Weinstein, but without the power, so hey, he has the dope, and he goes ahead and dopes them up and fucks them, you know what I mean, while they're half asleep, right?
Right, right.
I mean, that's exactly what he did, you know, I mean, you know, this is not, you know, it's sort of like, you know, I'm the nut house here. Yeah, they'll go ahead and give the niggers the Seroquel and the Depakote, and they'll make them big and fat. They'll make them, you know, a Depakote just makes everybody fat who takes it here, you know what I mean? But
what is
they
that?
They go ahead and do that, but mostly for the real violent niggers, they use the Haldol. They use the Thorazine. They use the number one, which essentially... cranks them damn niggers out and slows them down, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so then you don't have any ability to do anything there and just lay and drool, you know what I mean? And that's usually what doping the niggers means here, is that shit, if they're especially violent and they're fairly fast here, you gotta give them plenty of Haldol, you know what I mean? Well, same way of Bill Cosby. He was one of the smarter niggers. He was one of the more famous niggers, and oh, he was big. He was big shit in the '80s. Remember, you know what was the, you know, what was the show where he played a nigger doctor and his
yeah,
you know,
they
his,
lived in, they lived in a brownstone,
you know,
in Manhattan. He was a doctor, and they lived in a brownstone in Manhattan.
Well, every nigger does that, right?
Yeah,
so anyway,
exactly.
You had, you know, the Huxtables, you know, they were really the Huxtables, but they call themselves the Huxtables. And here it is, and, you know, pretty well what his TV wife and what his real wife, you know, pretended is that, hey, they were in denial. You know, Bill is that way. Well, yes, he is. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so he got caught, and essentially these, you know, these other niggers knew damn well he was doing it, and they went ahead and brought it up, and then it was sort of like Me Too here. Started with Harvey Weinstein, and then what do it got another Jew, what, the Jew Attorney General just the other day? You know what I mean? The one who was bitching and pissing and moaning and charging Harvey Weinstein, and here he is. He has a whole bunch of little brown. He has a whole bunch of little brown. You know,
I know,
brown,
but do you think
that old Schneiderman was flopping him around and torturing him and doing shit like that?
Do you think he's going to jail for 30 years? I doubt it.
No, but no, what he got is he got 3 10-year sentences here to be served, not consecutively, but concurrently. Especially he's a real old nigger. I don't know if he's going to last 10 years, you know what I mean? Yeah. He's a 70-some-year-old nigger?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
He'll be out in two.
What probably happened is that they'll say, hey, they'll slip him some morphine or slip him something here, and he takes it, and you know what I mean? And, mm-hmm. you know, hey, that might be the best thing for all concerned, you know what I mean? You know, the nigger goes ahead and kills himself.
Well, I don't know
you
if that's going to happen.
Saying?
Yeah, I don't think
but
that's going to happen.
But, it doesn't really matter. I mean, really, I was a big fan of Nigger Bale, Cosby, or anything like that. I mean, I've never really watched Nigger Show. You know, I mean, I never gave a shit about watching. You know,
you never
I
watched
mean,
Sanford
you know,
and Son.
Who?
Sanford and Son.
Occasionally we would. These were funny niggers, though.
Oh, yeah.
I mean?
They were hilarious.
These were funny niggers who were acting like niggers. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they,
exactly.
They didn't pretend to be upper brown, you know, they didn't pretend to be rich niggers who essentially were like, you know, good niggers here who were just really wiggers, you know, caught in a nigger suit. And, oh, hell, they lived in a brownstone and Brooklyn or someplace
oh,
like
yeah.
that. Here.
That was pure propaganda.
They got an income of $100,000 or something like that, and they're not drug lords or something. You know,
do you think the Jews went after Cosby because he was telling niggers to stop acting like niggers? They fucking targeted him.
No, what happens is other niggers didn't like that shit here, so well, who you're fine when we talking Bill. You're raping all these white women, off-white, you know, women here. He didn't really rape that many shibus, did he?
No,
you
know what I mean? I don't think so. Yeah. Well, that's because they were lining up, Martin. They were lining up for him.
Yeah. Shit.
They couldn't wait.
Well,
and
I mean,
after,
so
no, they're not,
so
Martin.
So
Martin.
So
Martin.
So
they're like, Martin. They're not telling you the whole story. It's not really rape. These women stuck around for months afterwards. So you can't even...
Yeah.
You can't even see if it's
well,
true.
Oh, I man, hell! You know, I mean, you know, this guy named Il Ragno, he said is that, hey, the thing with old Harvey Weinstein here is that he'd say, no brass, no gas, no ass, and no free ride. And essentially, what happens is that, no, he wasn't interested in brass or gas. But he did want a free ride here, you know what I mean? And he wanted that, you know what I mean? I mean, you're hanging around this Jew boy. I mean, essentially, you know, Marilyn Monroe said, you know, she herself said, way back in the late 50s or 60s, oh, I'm a big star and I have stuck so much new cock. You know what I mean? She said that shit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everybody knew what the fuck the score was, you know what I mean? You want to go ahead and, you know, be an old Bale Cosby, well, you're going to have to suck some dick. You know what I mean? You're
right.
Going to have to give out some pussy. You know what I mean? So you take the thing, you hope old Bill don't have syphilis, and you suck his dick and you fuck a little bit. Come on. I mean, does anybody really think that they didn't know the score? If you're running around with Harvey Weinstein or you're running around with Bale Cosby or whatever,
mm-hmm.
well, come on. You know, really. You know, really
no, I know. I mean, I know. That's all. Nobody, I know, nobody feels sorry for the women. It's just that you got to look at the politics behind it. But this one guy, No Planes, he brought up a good point that except for a few cases, nobody is going under oath on any of this stuff, so a lot of it could just be phony baloney bullshit. There's not many lawsuits about this.
Well, come on. I imagine old Bill Cosby was drunk, you know, drugging up skanks here and fucking them here, and then guess what?
I'm not talking about him. He's one of the few ones that it actually has gone to trial. But for a lot of these people, that they're not going, it's not even going anywhere. So you got to wonder how true it is.
Okay, here, there's something a little closer to home here. I was running around. I tried to cash the money order or the check here for my $1,000 bond here from when I got arrested in March here. So I'm running around Neosho. And I go ahead and look at the juice paper, and I read that Jew Boy Eric Greitens, Navy SEAL, Jew Boy Governor of Missouri, that they're calling up the jury to decide, essentially, did he or did he not, did he or did he not take pictures of this Uyghur skank who decided to come to his house when he ran off the little Jew wife and the little tight kids here and got in there, and here she is. She gets tied up here, and he grabs her by the pussy here and puts his finger in her snatch or whatever. Mm-hmm. And now he's being tried. He's being tried for supposedly when she's blindfolded, she sees a flash. They bitch, don't say a word about this, or you'll be all over the fucking internet. Okay? He's being tried for that.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah.
It's
so that's real.
They fucked the whore, and essentially there may or may not have been a picture taken. The thing about it is that really, for all practical purposes, the Jew boy probably should be found not guilty, because essentially the prosecution has had, since it came out in the state of the state here in January, so January, February, March, April, May, so the past 4 months, They've had four months to come up with the fucking picture, and the answer is the prosecution, this nigger prosecutor, essentially has admitted there is no fucking picture.
Oh, man.
So, if there is no fucking picture, why the hell are we even having a fucking trial? You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's phony baloney.
He ain't being tried for taking liberties with the whore. He ain't being tried for making the whore feel like a whore. He's being tried for essentially taking a picture without consent, to go ahead and use for purposes of blackmail. The thing about it is, though, if they've already admitted there's no fucking picture, do they really have a trial? And the answer is, shit, much as I hate to admit it, I mean, it was up to me. I'd just find the Jew boy guilty just for shits and giggles here. I don't know what the fuck. Maybe you're not really guilty of this, but you're guilty of a lot worse here, so fuck you, Jew boy. Guilty. You know what I mean?
Oh, Martin, I wanted to ask you, how far does Linder live from you?
Oh, 240, 250 miles. He lives on the other side of the state. He lives in the northeast. I live extreme southwest.
Right.
He's
okay.
It's 210 miles to Fulton, and you go up to essentially it's another 40-50 miles from there, so he's about 250 miles from me.
Okay, I just was curious.
You know what I mean?
Okay, yeah.
Well,
okay.
You used to have all sorts of cars. Trader Glenn Miller lives real close to Alex Linder. No, he doesn't. He lives, Trader Glenn Miller lives about 45 miles east of me. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
He actually lived in rural Harrisonville, home of the White Squirrels, where Trader Glenn Miller lives here. Mm-hmm. His wife lives in a double wide somewhere up on,
Well, he's in jail now. He doesn't live anywhere.
Aurora, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So okay. So is the case falling apart? Is this guy not going to be? He's not going to be recalled as a governor?
The cocksucker is. He got a second one to where, the Jew boy had set up a quote charity, and what happened was the Jew boy went ahead and took the funds of the charity and applied them to his running for office. I mean, he's just a crooked, lying, sneaking Jew boy. I mean, what he is here. Mm-hmm. The thing about it is that...
Yeah, they all are.
I mean,
that doesn't mean anything.
So I went ahead and read is that shit, the nigger prosecutor, the nigger Democrat prosecutor, female, you know, the she-boon, mm-hmm. So essentially is doing here, I mean, they've already admitted they don't have any fucking photograph. Now, I mean, if they have a photograph, he's guilty as hell.
I know, but
if they have the photograph, right, he's guilty.
If they don't
have the photograph,
Martin,
he's not guilty, you know what I mean?
Can't they move for, like, summary judgment or mistrial or something? I don't know. They lied.
Well,
if they lied about it.
But, you know, I don't know why the fuck he doesn't here. I mean, you know, look. He has a fucking picture. You either have it or you don't. If you don't have the fucking picture, I mean, this is just simply a dog and pony show. You know, put the Jew boys through the ringer by all means, but, you know, it's it. You know, I mean, he's being tried for taking a naked or half-naked picture of, essentially, someone, and it's a Class D felony. It's 5 years maximum. You know what I mean? You know,
right.
Chances are, usually, you know, first offense here, essentially all he does is become a felon. But, what I'm looking is, it all boils down to, did he take a picture of the snake? I bet he did. And then what he did is he just simply, you know, threatened her, and no. I mean, he went in there and probably went ahead and deleted the fucking picture. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So what he may have done is just simply put his finger on the fucking lens here, and you see the flash. You know what I mean? You see the flash.
Yeah.
But there's just a picture of a Jew boy's finger, you know what I mean? Right? Not picture.
Well, I don't know.
Finger.
I mean, the situation you're describing a situation that there should have been a dismissal of the case. There should be sanctions against a prosecutor. How can they move to trial without their main evidence? It doesn't even make sense.
No, it's just like hell. This Jew boy prosecutor here. Let me go ahead and find that, you know, thing here. I mean, here's the Jew boy. I mean, you know, motion to dismiss, which Jew boy lawyer argues the perjury of shitty government has a right to abuse domestic violence orders here. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna go ahead and make the point is that this Jew lawyer should get his license revoked here. Because essentially he's misquoted facts in the law. Okay? So, any case.
No, that's different. That's different. Martin, how do they get past a judge and into the trial mode when they don't produce ahead of time their main evidence? It doesn't even make sense.
I don't know what. I was reading it here. I mean, hell. The question is that, you know, shoot, here is the Jew boy governor, and they went ahead and interviewed the skank last month here, and she, oh, boo-hoo-hoo, he went ahead and he put his fingers in my pussy, oh, it wasn't, you know, it started out consensual, but, you know, I was scared, boy, you know, I mean, essentially, I mean, the character, you know, the woman's a whore, you know, the woman's a whore, she... Mm-hmm. You know, essentially, it was her ex-husband who went ahead and brought the shit out to you. Not her. You know what I mean? Her ex-husband did. He was a little beta cuck, more than likely. And she just wants to go ahead and fuck a Navy SEAL Jew boy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So she goes there, and, you know, he goes ahead and makes sure that, you know, little Miss Sea Jew and his two little kike spawn are gone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I went ahead and found out. I got a brand new Kindle, and what I like to do is see where the name Mark Lipsy comes up. And, you know, I was blamed, you know, quite rightly here for, quote, bageling a Jew boy in 2002 here named, Kessler or something like that here. That they call it bageling when you go ahead and out somebody as a Jew. And what happened is somebody else got out as a Jew. And he was the main person who was there. Essentially, the Jew boy went ahead and shot himself, blew his head off, and then later on, this little faggot who was his chief of staff, named Spence Jackson, who used to be what Blunt's little staff, you know, member here, and well, me and the Spencer Jackson got into it one time, you know, back in 2004 here. So I really did miss that little faggot going ahead and shooting himself here. But in any case, no, I mean, you know, my name was mentioned as a, essentially as a racist troublemaker who sees a Jew everywhere. Well, guess what? Eric Greitens admitted he was a Jew boy. Okay, Jew boy. Mm. Now, he would, you know, he would not get anywhere near me, you know what I mean, at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And, you know, in 2016. So, I'm wondering, I mean, really, if there is no fucking picture and it's just been admitted in the fucking paper, there's no damn picture, mm-hmm. seems to me the case should be dismissed as a matter of law. You know what I mean?
Right. Or is it, no, again, as a matter of fact.
Here's Grinder Greggy Stremmel. I mean, you're not supposed to use these domestic, you're not supposed to use these domestic violence restraining orders, you know, on behalf essentially of fat cow pig bitches who work at the city hall here who, get annoyed because I don't want a sheet of paper and I call them fat hogs. You're not supposed to be doing that shit. You know what I mean? But hell. Mm-hmm. You know, these state courts are more crooked than the federal courts. They're just plain crooked. You know what I mean? So yeah. You know, the Jew boy is, you know, I mean, he's just a dirty, lying, sneaking Jew boy who deserves whatever fuck he gets, but, you know, I'm wondering. I mean, look, nigger bitch, you admitted you don't have a fucking picture. So therefore, he's being charged with taking a picture, you know, for blackmail purposes here. If you don't have a fucking picture, then I guess you don't have your fucking evidence. You don't have a case. You know what I mean? And yeah, it should be dismissed, but shit, this is fucking Missouri for you. You know what I mean? Right?
I just don't even know how it could get that far. I don't understand.
Grinder Greggy, you don't get to use this domestic relations lawsuit here, you know, chapter 455 in order to get around the First Amendment. But Grinder Greggy did do it. You know, we fought with each other for 45 minutes, and then Grinder Greggy went ahead and totally violated the law. So now he got a motion for acquittal, and he got a motion for, new trial, and Grinder Greggy don't know what the fuck to do, so he goes ahead and pussies out, he doesn't even clean up his own fucking mess, he pussies out, and they get sent to the, Missouri Supreme Court for a new judge from out of district to decide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, he don't have a fucking case. You know what I mean? Don't have a fucking case. He doesn't have decency to clean up his own damn mess. So, hey, I mean, you know, this is Missouri juices for you here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's wild.
You know, you're right. You know, I mean, I would love to see that Jew governor, you know, that dirty Jew governor be, you know, put through the cold, but, you know, I'm still trying to figure out how the fuck can you charge him with taking an indecent picture for purposes of blackmail when there's no fucking picture? It's sort of like, you know, accusing somebody of murder, you know, and essentially, you know, you don't even know if somebody's dead yet, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have a body, you don't have nothing here, you know what I mean?
Right.
You know, I imagine the Jew boy is guilty as hell. They found out some new shit. And you know, I mean, all the Republicans are just wanting them, please, will you please quit, make us stop looking. I mean, Missouri, they have a, you know, like what, Blunt, he was such a fucking crook that even the Republicans told him to go ahead and move on. So then they had 8 years of Jay Nixon, who was a total piece of shit too. You know what I mean? The former Attorney General finally made governor, two mm-hmm. terms. And so, well, you had the same thing after Ashcroft lost in 1992. You had a piece of shit named William Webster, and he was stealing money from the second injury fund, which was workman's comp. He was just going ahead and having crooked lawyers essentially, you know, loot the workman's comp fund, and he got caught, he got convicted for it. Then you had Minister Show Mel Carnahan for, you know, you had Mr. Stone Mel Carnahan for what? Two terms here. And then his plane crashed you know, in what, October? In October of, 2000? And essentially, dead old Mr. Schonell beat old John Ashcrack here. Now, there's a piece of shit for you, too, here. You know what I mean? So, you had old, I call him Mr. Schonell because way back in 1963, he was the mayor of Rolla. And Rolla is where the University of Missouri at Rolla is here. It's the engineering school mainly. But, pretty well it's on the spur of the Ozarks. And old Mel Carnahan did a minstrel show. I mean, you're too young for minstrel shows, but used to have white men, and they would put shoe polish on themselves and take niggers and go ahead.
Yeah, these Jews. I haven't looked at Daily Stormer forever, and I guess they're saying that it's they're having a hard time confirming this woman for the head of the CIA.
Yeah,
which is good.
She went ahead. She was part of the torture. You know, dumb use torture. You know, CIA was working with Jews to torture these fucking ragheads. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And they did torture the fuck out of the ragheads. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So essentially, here's a bitch, and essentially she was running a torture operation. And now, well, I don't know, we all have, we charge CIA, essentially a bitch and tortured people. You know what I mean? She didn't torture, oh no, it wasn't illegal then. Well, I don't know, do you remember old Dumbia? It ain't torture when we torture them, you know what I mean? Remember? Mm-hmm. Remember that goofy bastard saying that shit?
Nah, he's retarded.
It's torture! It ain't torture if we're doing it. It's only torture if they're doing it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, essentially, here's the bitch. She tortured people. She tortured, well, she tortured people. She tortured sand niggers. So now, this torturing of sand niggers is coming back to haunt her. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So, what's Andre the Nigger? I mean, Andre the Nigger's part nigger. Is he for that bitch or is he against that bitch?
I think he's for her.
Oh, is he? Well, yeah. I don't know. Andre Nigger, that ain't no way to treat, you know, somebody who went and tortured some of your relatives. You know what I mean? That ain't no way to act.
You know, I mean, Daily Spermer is just ridiculous. They're just all over the place. You could never figure out what they're really about. Actually, people were complaining that they're posting half-naked gook porn all over Daily Spermer.
Oh yeah. What do you say? Is that shit? We ought to import. Old Zogbot Silly Rope was having fantasies because 2 days ago, old Andre the Nigger said we ought to import underage gook whores here to suck America's incel dicks here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, figure.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I of course Andre the Nigger would say shit like that. He's Andre the Nigger, sex tourist here. So, you know, maybe he wants to go ahead and bring him over to America here so he can, you know, I mean, he's not really in Lagos. He's hiding in Daddy's basement. You know, I mean, yeah.
Right.
You know, the little pointy haired little, you know, octoroon tard here would like to go back of the magic mark here in the dumpster and hump a underage gook whore.
Hey, Martin,
let's go to Cambodia no more.
When are you going to Mentor for your trial? When are you
June
going 12th, to
Ohio? Sometime it's the schedule. June 12th.
Okay, so that's only it's like a month away.
It's a month away now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Are you ready? Are you ready? You got your witnesses lined up?
I'm going to go ahead and put up. See, under you, I mean, no. What happens is that Nigger Lips doesn't have a case here. I'll go ahead and point out the New Jersey trial to where, hey, guess what? You sued me in federal court, and they ruled you didn't have a fucking trial, that you didn't have a case here. It's already been proven that you're bitching about you bitching about the, he bitched that, about this LexisNexis report that anybody who's LexisNexis could find on old nigger lips. And, you know, it wasn't me that released it. It was, Johnny Tonto Britton's lawyer who gave it to Russ for the retard who released it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean,
LexisNexis is, wait a second, LexisNexis is what, that's public information.
Yeah, it's a public information database, but you gotta pay for it.
Yeah, but it's not illegal. It's not illegal to public.
It's a public information source here.
Yeah.
And especially it wasn't me that did it here, and I got the what happens is that old nigger lips was chasing John Britton because he wanted his man pussy, and, you know, John Britton, he went ahead and threatened to rape John Britton's wife and daughters. I said, well, John, you need to worry about your own cornhole. You know, not your wife and daughters. He's not really interested in them. And anyway, he went ahead, chased John Britton, and tried to interfere with his lawsuit. And John Britton pussied out on it here. He wanted to take $50,000, and I got him $110,000. I played that to where, I don't know if you heard the song, you come to me when you wanted something, but $110,000 was all you could get. Mm-hmm. Now you're calling me with cussing and death threats. You stay with a pisser, possibly eating much shit, and I play, where are you tonight? Anyway, I got, this isn't even a sealed document. This was where Brian Reel interfered with John Britton's lawsuit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, pretty well, I have said that Brian Reel is a homosexual mongrel. I've called him nigger lips quite a few times. He does have, he has bigger nigger lips than Angela Jolie and Jimi Hendrix combined. You know what I mean? I mean, he's just a nigger lip, little faggot mongrel critter pretending to be Christian identity. So, yeah. I told the truth about old nigger lips. He told a bunch of lies about me. He took down about 10, 12 of my web pages. Now, thanks to Kyle Bristow and...
I know, but are you, Martin, are you going to win? You got your case together? Are you going to win? Or are you just going to go in there and call?
I'm suing him. I'm suing him for abuse, I'm trying to go after Kyle Bristow and his lawyer, Brett A. Klinkowski, all three of them, Zogbot Poverty Flaw Center. Mm-hmm. Essentially, I am suing them. He's suing me for $100,000 for a real appeal. What happens to the case? Mm-hmm. See, the Ohio statutory rules say, he's bitching about what happened in 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, when he filed this stupid freaking federal lawsuit. And he pretends that lawsuit that got dismissed somehow preserved his claims. No, the Ohio statutes go ahead and say is that, guess what, you have 1 year against somebody out of state to file your defamation. It's not defamation. You are a nigger lip homosexual mongrel wanting to go ahead and get Anglo Mesquite's man pussy here. I mean, shit. I never said a damn thing that was untrue about you. And you do have nigger lips. But in any case, then the next thing, he was bitching. He was bitching that I filed...
Okay, Martin, you don't have to go through the whole history of the case. I was just wondering.
He went ahead and bitched that I had filed, I'd simply gone ahead and filed a public record, I filed what was on the PACER account of the federal lawsuit. Well, look, dumbass, I'm filing a public fucking record here. Anybody who wanted to pay a dime for this shit, a page, you go ahead and get it. All I did was just simply make it to where they go to my webpage and they can see it for free. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay.
So you don't have a lawsuit for that. Then maybe he was trying to go ahead and add the fact that I said he was going to ask to mouth with Kyle Bristow here, and I said, well, I do think he's going to ask to mouth with Kyle Bristow.
Yeah, Martin, I didn't want to hear the whole, that's fine. I didn't want to hear all about that, because I've heard that before. Yeah, you got a whole thing. I just wish you luck that you're going to win it,
Well, you never know. You never fucking know. I mean, hell, the courts are so fucking corrupt here. I mean... this lawsuit I have against Granby. You know, they're guilty. You know what I mean? But here's the new lawyer. You know, want to go ahead and charge me whatever the hell he dreams up as legal fees. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I'm going to go ahead and file and ask that that Jew lawyer be disbarred. He won't.
Right.
But, hey, I have no damn fucking idea. You know, just like with Jew Boy Gryden's here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they don't have a fucking picture of essentially a half-naked or naked skank here, you know what I mean? They don't have a fucking case, you know what I mean? It depends on whether or not he actually made a fucking picture. No fucking picture, no corpus delicti, they don't have a case. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they'll go through it, you know, they shouldn't go through it, even with the Jew boy. You know, I mean, I like the fact that Jew boy's being fucked. He's guilty as hell, from what I gather, of essentially using a charity to go ahead and pay for his damned primary victory here.
Do you think that you had any part to play in Kyle Bristow bowing out of the movement? Is that have anything to do
with it? I think I had some because I was essentially I was asking that Kyle Bristow be barred for essentially working with old Nigger Lips and working with Nigger Lips and Brett A. Klimkowski. Supposedly, you know, I have asked that they be disbarred for essentially abuse of legal, you know, I'm suing Brian Real for abuse of legal process. And I'm trying to sue Kyle, you know, essentially Brett A. Klimkowski. Brett Klimkowski, the one thing I'm going to do is where he went ahead and ran afoul of it. Of these New Jersey characters here, what old Nigger Lips would do is he'd go ahead and get a burner phone and then tell these tars to go ahead and call him, and you know, he'd get a good thing, and then they call him, and he'd go ahead and sue him for.
Hey, Mark, you know what I was going to ask you? You know that video I was playing before of that tar? You said he was kind of brown skinned, talking about the failure of the Alt-Kike. He was putting down the millennials. What do you think about these people who put down the young people? Do you think that's well-founded?
No, because shit. I mean, they blame the baby boomers for the 1965 Immigration Act. That was the greatest degeneration in the silent generation, which passed that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Baby boomers would have just been 21 or something like that.
No, I know, but the baby boomers... Martin, the baby boomers went along with all that shit, for sure. They wanted more of it.
All this shit. And then Generation X has sort of had to go along with some of that shit, but they're far more... You know, your generation is far more fucked up from what my generation, the generation before did. I mean...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, right?
Oh, yeah, Generation X is fucked up.
You blame these millennials? I mean, yeah, they're a bunch of tars, and they don't amount to much. But really, Generation Zycon, I mean, since 2004, they've admitted, you know, since 2004, they admit the kindergarten class of 2004 that came in 2004 was outnumbered the baby Hoosier generation for the first time ever. So what happens, go ahead and add 12 years. Okay, 12 years, 2004. 2016 is the high school students are majority non-white, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what does that tell you? Essentially, it tells you that the Zycon Generation Z is outnumbered by Manzers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what the hell is going to happen? That's why I don't doubt there's going to be a collapse, because, you know, really, most of these so-called, you know, these Indian tech characters here. I mean, you know, it's sort of like V. Bolton. V. Bolton 3.0 was really good. V. Bolton 4.0 was sort of shitty. V. Bolton 5, I don't know if it's that bad, but it's not as good as V. Bolton 3.0. Well, what they did is that they sold it. They went ahead and sold it. And then they brought in a bunch of Indian programmers. Essentially, street shooters don't know what the fuck they're doing. You know what I mean? They go ahead and make shitty code. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? I think the character who's now heading Microsoft is a dothead. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, go ahead and look at these doctors, these dothead doctors. These, you know, I mean, there's something wrong. There's they're not the equivalent of a white, you know, of a white technician or a white anything. You know what I mean? They're just not. You know what I mean? They're sort of like what? Oh, they're not as dumb as niggers. You know, your average nigger, what? You know, mulatto is 85. You know, well, guess what? Your average beaner is about 90, and say, you know, your average dot head's about 92. Essentially, they're half a, you know, there's half a standard deviation. But I think that people now, or even white people, are dumber than what they used to be when I was, you know, when I was a kid here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, no, definitely, yeah.
You know, and that's,
They're just, yeah, they're so, zombies. All right. Well, I think I'm going to end the show because I'm getting tired here and I got to get up early. So, yeah, I want to thank you for calling in, Martin.
Well, yeah. I mean, I thought I'd, you know, what happens is that I didn't get started till a little bit after 10, right? You know, and then I came in, found out that you were doing it, and said you were doing a show, so I decided to go ahead and talk on TalkShoe. I had a little bit of technical problems here, but tomorrow I'll go ahead and do some yard work, and I'll go ahead and work on Grinder Greggy. I really do need to go ahead and concentrate on old Needleless Brian Reel. I don't have to show up on Monday. And usually this legal shit usually does take time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I have to go ahead and shift to old Nigger Lips. But old Nigger Lips has been keeping a very low profile ever since his Log by Poverty Law Center imploded in March.
Is that right?
It imploded with Kyle Bristol and the rest here. You don't hear anything of him no more. And with Dickie, I don't know if you've seen that thing where old Dickie went to a bar in Whitefish. And the goofy bastards, charged for a drink for $4.75 was declined. Do you know what I mean? I guess Simon didn't put enough money into his credit card or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Did you see that thing?
I didn't see it. I heard about it from you. What was there a video about it?
Well, let me go ahead and see here. Let me see. TRAD. You gotta understand is that shit. Old Greggy is crapping on Dickie. What happened with Cohen Twinkerbell? Adele is crapping on Dickie. Everybody's crapping on Dickie right now.
Yeah.
Let me see. Spencer humiliated at hometown bar. Let me go ahead and put the link in there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have a picture of what looks like old Dickie is, you know, about to suck a dick or something like that. But here, let me see. Great. NorthernBar.com. Let me go ahead and put the link in here. Spencer TMZ. Okay, I put Trad News Blogspot.
Who writes this? This is Colin. Okay, Twinker Bell Adele site.
This Twinker Bell Adele site here. You know, Bar News, Morissetti, Richard Spencer, the alt right here. Especially humiliated hometown bar.
Okay.
He did show his face at the recent American Renaissance conference. Grinder Greggy was there. Okay. His card has been declined at a bar in his hometown of Whitefish, Montana. So.
Yeah, somebody was saying that his website was taken down and he didn't even bother to do his weekly podcast or live stream on YouTube, which is kind of bizarre because you'd think he'd explain the situation, but it looks like he's going down hard.
Well, you know, me, I never liked the Jew boy, you know what I mean? I've always despised him. But then again, I mean, you got this Travis, you know, what is his name? This Norwegian faggot called Tenold here. I bought his book, and then You know, 3 days, 2 days later, you know, Matt Chernbach was doing his stupid shit. You know, here they are, Fat Parrot and Chernbach. They're both SPLC Zogbots, and they can't keep their peckers. You know, they can't. You know, old Chernbach is an animal, can't keep the pecker out of that. Old Chris 313 says he's buddies with this. You know, this little Arabic. You know, I think she's a Jewess, but in Kathy Curry, who says that old Fat Parrot can't get it up, and no, she doesn't have a baby by old Fat Parrot like old Cotton. He says she did here, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I don't know what the deal
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I mean, Junik has a good point. When you take down your own webpage, you get more donations. So maybe that's, you know, a scam they're trying to do on Wiggers. And not only that, it's very suspicious. Who took a picture of Dickie Spencer's receipt? Where the fuck did they get this receipt from? This could be Dickie Spencer, you know, publicizing this, and everybody's falling for his shit.
Maybe, but I think pretty well the bar owner, maybe it's the bar owner, he doesn't really like old Dickie and Whiteface or something like that here. GreatNorthernBar.com. You know, mm-hmm. So, cashier Vicky, you know, Richard, Spencer, Richard, 1, guest 0, 155.
Yeah, I'll tell you what the problem with it is I don't see anything official. It's just some tard who wrote at the top of the thing, declined. I don't see declined anywhere on their seat. So they could be just making the whole fucking thing up just to get... Maybe it's true they don't like him and they don't want him in the bar. And they just said, oh no, it's declined.
Oh, well, it says the bar's owner, Doug Romerheim, sounds like a faggot, you know, sounds like maybe he's related to Ernst Royim or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted a credit card refusal slip on his Facebook page with a deeply insulting message. So this one supposedly came from the bar owner, who really didn't want Dickie in his bar. Dear Mr.
Yeah,
Spencer,
yeah.
Please refrain from visiting our establishment in the future. It makes everyone feel real scummy. We appreciate your understanding and cooperation in this matter. Thank you. Also, you might want to tell your mommy to put some more money in your account.
Oh, God.
Your fine.
That's so stupid. That's fake.
We'll just write off as a bad loan to a good Nazi. How's that?
Yeah. What a bunch of bullshit. Yeah. So, I'm not buying that story for a second, but whatever. It doesn't matter. I'm sure Dickie... First of all, what the hell is Dickie... He's out at 2 a.m.? I thought he was married and had a kid. He's out at 2 a.m. Sunday morning?
His Russian, you know, his Babonushka went ahead and divorced his ass and went back to Mother Russia or something. I don't know.
Are you sure that they're divorced?
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
It occurred a couple of years ago. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but Martin, he later on, like 6 months or a year after that, he said he wasn't getting divorced anymore. So I'm not so sure they're divorced.
This was Mike. I think you mistake that for Mike the Kike.
No, it was Martin. It was both of them. It was both of them. They both are playing the same game. Oh, no, I'm not getting divorced. Or actually, Mike the Kike Enoch says he is getting divorced. Dickie Spencer says he's not getting divorced.
I don't know. From what I gather, his old lady is the old lady who essentially looks like she got a, you know, she's a swarthoid here. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, she's dark.
Looks like a baby swarthoid. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't really know. To me, once you go ahead and find out Dickie is 1/8 Jew boy, you know, look, Dickie, you're a Jew boy. I mean, what the fuck more are we going to talk about, Jew boy? You know what I mean?
Right.
You're a little mystery. You know what I mean? What are we going to talk about, you know, Jew boy? I mean, I believe that, you know, you're a spawn of Satan, so, hey, you're 1/8 spawn of Satan, which means you're still a spawn of Satan in my book. I mean, especially you're a Jew boy. I mean, You know what I mean? We're not even going to get close enough for you to play Vortrack one of these days. You know what I mean? Right? So,
yeah.
You know? It's not like Andre the Nigger here. He knows damn well I called him Andre the Nigger. You know what I mean? The very first time I got on the forum here, I got banned because I posted a picture of Ethiopian Kontites and his great love for Ethiopian Kontites. And, you know, he was bitching that storefront people call him Andre the Nigger. Well, I called him Andre the Nigger before the storefront people called him Andre the Nigger. So
Dead.
Andre the Nigger is probably not a big buddy of mine, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, hey, I like looking at Andre the Nigger's site, but me and Andre the Nigger ain't buds, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So what to do? Well, I think we're going to do nothing about this here. You know what I mean? So,
all right.
Yeah, I mean, really, you know, I mean, some, you know, who made Dickie Spencer? Who made Dickie Spencer and Matt Scheinbach head of the Alt-Kike? Answer, the SPLC, the Jews media. They're the ones that made them. And, you know, guess what? Now they fall apart due to their own, you know, bad dealings and stupid dealings and evil dealings and the fact they're Jews and Mamzers, you know, and fucked up and they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So now we no longer have an alt-right tier 1.0. Oh, what are we going to do? Well, you can be like Damon Kamen and follow talk show shows and have a fine old time and have a party,
burp.
And that's what we're doing tonight, right?
Yeah,
right?
burp and fart and drink PBR.
That's right. Burp, fart, and drink PBR. He's probably, you know, for all I know, how do you know he's drinking PBR? Maybe he's drinking Schaefer.
Well, maybe he's drinking bong water.
maybe bong water and Schaefer here. Maybe he's drinking Schaefer instead of PBR.
He sounds like a bong water kind of guy.
You know, more than likely here. Why is he going to a Jew-owned bar? Oh, I know, because he's a, you know, so he's a, you know, because he's 1-8 Jew, maybe, you know, maybe it's just a rubber thing here. You know what I mean?
Hey, have you heard of this American Redoubt movement? This
who?
Whole It's called American Redoubt, R-E-W, I'm sorry, R-E-W.
Yeah, I've heard of it here.
And
yeah.
You know what it is? They're all going to Montana, Idaho, and Eastern Washington and Oregon. And they're trying to, and it's
and Wyoming.
All, yeah, and Wyoming, and it's all fucking Jews. That whole, I have a feeling that whole Whitefish is a bunch of fucking kikes up there. And they're all hiding hiding from the goyim who want to fucking tear them apart, you know? Because they know they're not stupid. They know what they've done. They know they can't keep doing it forever.
Well, Whitefish has. Well, Dickie Spencer's mother is 1/4 Jew. That makes Dickie 1/8 Jew, right?
Gee, she could be more.
It's not like Jackson, Wyoming. You have a whole bunch of Jews there. You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? You have conferences and, you know, it's sort of like Pierce, South Dakota. It's the state capital. So you have a few Jews running the law office here, you know, running the law offices here.
No, I think maybe that's why places like where you're at in Missouri are popular with like Jim Baker and maybe some other people, because there's certain areas you don't find Jews. They're all going to, like you said, these fucking hoity-toity Aspen, Colorado, Jackson Hole, Wyoming,
yeah, Brent,
Whitefish, Montana, and all that shit.
Branson has always been family fun for Whiggers, is what it's been. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's always been family fun for Whiggers. Back when I remember, here's this guy, and I'm sort of listening, I'm playing skee ball, this much children's arcades, we just found this place right around Branson here. We had gone to see Silver Dollar City or something like that, and You know, this guy is trying to say, hey, no, this Branson place is going to be big. It's going to be big. It's going to be big. Mm-hmm. And the guy knew something. You know what I mean? He said, 2 years, we're going to have a cut. We're going to have a, you know, you had another place like Lake of the Ozarks. They had this Lee Mesa's Opry, and essentially it was a lawsuit on that because it was trying to imitate Nashville. What happens is Branson is sort of like a has-been for Nashville. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so you, what happens though is you got to understand is that the area I'm at, I mean, you have more remnants from Herbert Armstrong's church. You have sacred names. You have sort of one seed line Christian identity. You know, the British Israelite, Herbert, you know, bunch here. But, you know, this area, you know, from here to Harrison is essentially where your Christian identity is the strongest here of all, you know. And then the second part is where Papa Cat, you know, Meow is, you know what I mean? Which is mm-hmm. what? Oh,
North Carolina.
You know, from western North Carolina to about eastern Tennessee and Knoxville. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. the second biggest place, you know. So, you know, the hillbillies like Christian identity here. They really get into it. You know what I mean? So, and then third is this place here. This American Redoubt, essentially it's called, you know, this James Dakin calls it yuppie scum prepping here. It was found by this guy who wrote this crappy book called The Gray 90s called, his name is Rawls or something like that here, and essentially tries to sell survival shit, you know, on the expense of here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think he's out of Idaho or western Montana. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I've heard of it. It was sort of, you know, essentially what it is it's, well, it's called yuppie scum. Essentially, you have lots and lots and lots of money, so you have your bunker, and you have your AR-15 boom shooters, you have 20 or 30 of them, and all this sort of thing, and it's yuppie scum prepping here, and I have no doubt they have a bunch of Jews in it, too. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's yeah, I don't think it's Wiggers. That Whitefish, Montana, everywhere you turn, there's a fucking kike. There's the Dickey family. There's the Dickey family. There's the fucking people that's suing Andrew Anglin there. There's the fucking Jew bar owner. They're fucking all kikes there. That whole Whitefish.
Yeah.
It's all fucking Jews.
I don't know if you ever read this Jew named James Howard Cusmore here. What happens is that there's Jews who do not like, they're sort of like Dembski here. They do not like being associated with other Jews here. Jews do not like each other in many cases. They're like rats here.
Yeah,
you
but they bunch together. That doesn't, Martin, that doesn't stop them from living together in the same fucking town.
Well, I'll admit, you have Jews and Jewplets here, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
In many cases here, really in many cases, well, like Grandy here, someone went and said, what are you going to do about the Jews and the niggers? And I says, first of all, there didn't take much of Grandy left here thanks to them wiggers like, you know, T, Rampage, Gamble, and Rips the council official, they pretty well stolen. The Sirens and Barry Flint have pretty well stolen everything. What little there is in Grandy here, there's not as much left for a self-respecting Jew here to steal. So, you know, I ain't got to do anything about the Jews because there really ain't any in Grandy. As far as the niggers, I don't really want them around here, but there's a couple of them that sort of snuck in here, and, you know, they're smart enough to mind, you know, they know they're not liked here, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They can't do anything, you know. If you go ahead and do something about the niggers, the federal government will get on your ass here. So, yeah, no Jews in Granby that I know of. And there's a few Oh, hell, there's this Nigerian nigger went ahead and found a Gorda. He used to live in Yosho. Now I know he's living across from the Gospel Tabernacle at the tail end of Yosho Street here. I seen him, 2 weeks ago here when Granby had the citywide rummage sale here. I said, shit, there's a frog-faced Nigerian nigger there, and he got his little, he got a fat Anglo Mestizo, Granby wife here, and he's bred about four, American niglets here, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, he came over from the ocean with some Mormons. He wanted to go ahead and see what real white supremacists look like. This was about 5-6 years ago here. So
all right.
I see him in town, and I don't know where he lives.
All right. I'm gonna have to end the show now. You got any final? Yeah, anything final? I maybe give Game Amser the last word if he's still there. I think he fell asleep though. Game Amser,
yeah,
still there?
Probably. Gaming.
Yeah, I'm not gonna wait.
Gaming.
All right.
Why are you such a fucking card? Yep. We'll let
all right.
you go here.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for calling
in.
Send me
an email. Send me an email when you got the when you got that
the link.
The old thing down here. You were pretty well just talking about what I mean. The old Tyke 1.0 is pretty well. It's just fragmented. It's just simply fucked up. But it's fucked up because hey, who made it? Southern Poverty Law Center, the Jews maybe made it. They went ahead and said a bunch of Jews and Mamsers and fucktards were our court leaders, and they didn't lead anybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't lead anybody.
They led a bunch of tards, basically.
Yeah.
And you're right, they weren't leaders, really. All right. Okay. Well, thanks for calling. Hail victory.
Hail victory.
All right, that's the show, guys. Bye.